Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
We spent most of last night eating boogers.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Rob.
I'm sorry.
Rob, you just, why'd you shut the, Rob's door is shut. He's standing outside looking at you like he's going to cry.
I didn't mean that, Rob. Hold on a second.
Rob, it's okay. He's going to reopen the door for you.
Give me a second.
Come on. Rob's locked out of the studio. What's going on?
Give me a second.
There you go. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Interior Decorating and all the ships at sea. They smile because together they're a strong 10.2. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday. February 6th.
Yeah.
Here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. You can call the show at 877-365-3636. In Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And here in New York City on WNEW, call us at 877-692-1027. I'd like to thank the management today for keeping me in the meeting only until 2 minutes before the show.
This is the pattern every day now.
Yeah.
Every day now.
And it would have continued if Lisa hadn't come back and knocked on the door and held up her finger, you know, 2 minutes. 2 minutes till she's pointing at a watch. 2 minutes till the show.
You know, it's an exciting thing that every day we come to work now is an adventure. Well, how exciting is that?
Well, it's great having these meetings. Hi, Buzz. I don't want to forget you. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
One of the meetings that I was involved in yesterday, which thank God had nothing to do with the meeting that I've been involved with most days here, was about tomorrow's contest, which incidentally is drawing all kinds of thoughts from people. You know, it's not a world changing event.
It is, Don. You're blazing a trail again. You're doing it again.
It is not a life altering event. It's simply goofy, stupid radio, guys and girls eating their boogers. Not only are many listeners sending us feedback saying either they love it and they can't wait for it, or they're not going to listen tomorrow. That you know, we've hit a new all-time low.
A major controversy.
We do have Remington Steel. Do you have the official rules from the lawyers? Now the lawyers always get involved. I am here to tell you, no, there are no problems with the lawyers.
Good. Yeah, but whenever there's eating, they have to specify exactly what's going on.
So I do have the rules, and we're doing the contest tomorrow. First 25 people to show up to the Don and Mike world headquarters, our New York world headquarters at 777.
First 25?
Yeah. What's the address here?
888 7th Avenue.
Thanks.
Floor.
Right. That's 57th and 7th.
888 7th Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. That's easy.
Now, this is from the Infinity Lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Booger eating contest.
Here we go.
Which is funny that yesterday we had to spend an hour on the telephone with the lawyers talking about the booger eating contest.
Booger eating, booger eating.
How will winner be decided? Mm-hmm. By the favorite. 5 votes. Don, Mike, Lisa, Rob, and Buzz.
Best show.
The favorite is simply can be a number of categories. Each of us can vote for what we like on the quantity and quality of the boogers.
Oh, I'm getting, here we go. Here we go.
And again, but you know, listen.
Lawyers.
No matter what, what's great about this is the fact that these lawyers that make like $500 an hour.
Oh, sure.
Yesterday, they're having to sit down with us, and they're having to, they got out their legal pads.
Sure.
And right. we got a room of 12 of them together, all sitting at this big, like, Star Trek-like table, and we're discussing, now, is it the quantity or the quality of the boogers?
I'm not really sure, Phil. How many have you eaten?
Okay, so, runner-up prizes. Yes, everyone who enters gets a prize. How many people can we have in the contest?
Yeah.
The first 25 to show up, that's it. Okay.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Here is what the lawyers have asked. You may bring boogers with you. You may bring your own boogers dried with you. However, you must pick one live on the air and eat it in the studio. This comes from the lawyers.
From the lawyers. The lawyers came up with that?
And here is the thought. Uh-huh. Someone could get fake boogers, could get dried raisins, could get cereal, could get whatever, could fill a little baggie up with these things, come in and eat them.
Grossing me out.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you the lawyers.
Dried raisins, Jesus!
And that's also the rule at the partnership, too. They wanted to make it carry over.
I am giving you the lawyers' take on this.
I know you are. I see it written on the legal pad.
That you must, you can bring a bag with your own pre-dried, sorted boogers.
BYOB.
However, if you're going to participate in the contest tomorrow, you must pick at least one and eat it in front of us so as to know, Mike, yeah.
Question. Don, I have a question.
Yes.
This is completely and totally subjective, though, as we discussed yesterday. Is that right? Once they adhere to the rules?
How will the winner be decided? 5 subjective votes.
So if a woman comes down here, an absolutely gorgeous woman, and
takes her top off,
takes her everything off, and just has a tiny one, it just goes like that.
I could vote for her. Sure, you could.
Okay.
Yay.
Keep in mind that I would. I got nothing against topless chicks, but I'm going to be.
It's
going,
the booger eating that you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm going for the booger eating.
Okay.
and for those of you who,
if there are women that, I will be surprised at any female participation in this contest.
Well, it's $1,000.
Nothing.
Keep in mind, it's $1,000 in cash.
I will tell you though that if. I don't want to insult women in our listening audience, but if a pig comes down here and does it, I think it'll be even worse than looking at a guy do it. Because looking at a guy do it, you know, a guy is a guy, but if you have a woman doing it, I think it will have a queeze factor that's more significant.
For those of you in the listening audience who are instant feedbacking us now, saying either that you love this idea or you hate this idea, that we've hit a new high or we've hit a new low, frankly, it's one day out of the show. It's a contest. We're trying new stuff.
Right.
But at least if you love the idea or you hate the idea, share the joy that the lawyers had to spend hours of CBS company time yesterday having a serious meeting writing rules about people eating their own boogers. That, at least on that level, you got
that
to
is
admit.
Funny. Yes,
you got to admit it's funny. Now it's a long way to go to get to funny.
Yes,
but think about how many.
I mean, I love the idea that they're sitting in a meeting together across the table with their ties on. Going,
yes.
So they'll probably have to eat at least one if they're sitting at the table together.
This was the big discussion. Well, what if someone comes in with fake boogers?
Mm-hmm.
And they at one point, they called, since it was the New York lawyers, they got on the speakerphone with the D.C. lawyers.
Nice.
Wow.
With the corporate lawyers.
Sure.
And all of this under the discussion
of eating boogers.
Of eating boogers.
We have come a long way since Dr. Johnny Fever.
Which will be on tomorrow's show. So there you go. Thank you, Lisa, for the paperwork.
It's going to be a fabulous show. I mean, as much as, you know, my sensibilities
It's my particular hot button. It's something I think this is gonna be phenomenal.
Listen, and if you like it or you don't like it, well then don't listen. If the idea disgusts you, don't listen. I'll tell you, we've had people do worse on this show in the past. We've had people eat dog food off Dennis Murphy's diseased feet. Our eating contests many times have involved stuff that's 1,000 times worse than this.
Horrible.
And don't forget the tea.
Yeah, and just 2 days ago, I drank some guy's ass tea on the air. So things are happening. I did make you the promise that when we switch time slots, that we would do new and different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go ahead and sue me if you don't like the new and different stuff that
you,
we're doing.
This is a trailblazing thing.
You're a genius with the bill you're eating.
You know, frankly, I'm a big fan of a lot of the stuff that we used to do, and we're still trying to work some of those elements into the show.
That's good.
How many times can you do the bark off for cash? How many times can you have people call in and just listen to their dogs bark?
So it's time for people to go to the nose.
Yes, go to the nostril.
Go to the nostril.
Go heavy to the nostril.
Pick.
That's tomorrow's show.
Pick and roll.
Bigger breakfast tomorrow. First prize, $1,000. And I especially want to thank the Dish Network because they are not pulling out of this promotion.
Good for them.
Wow. The Dish Network, proud to sponsor the Booger Breakfast, and they're giving us the $1,000 we're giving away tomorrow. Oh, and show up here at the WNEW radio station starting at 11 tomorrow morning. I mean, as soon as you get here, we'll bring you in and we'll start the contest.
And 25 people could be, as far as I'm concerned, 2,500.
Now that is another thing that the lawyers had a weird problem with. How many listeners? I said as many show up. They said, oh no. What if 300 people show up? I said, we've never had 300 people show up for anything.
Right.
I said, well, what if 300 people show up? I said, then I guess we'll have 300 people eating their boogers.
No, you gotta
have a set number of contestants.
If 300 people showed up and we had them all in the air, I'd wear a mask to work.
So 25. 25 is the number that everyone agreed with. It's 25 listeners.
Have you thought about where they're going to do this?
Yeah, right there at the guest microphone. I'm sorry that microphone is next to yours.
Thank you, Don.
Sorry. $1,000 tomorrow, courtesy of the Dish Network.
That's where I just give them a look.
The system Mike and I are getting. Get Dish Network's digital home plan. 165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months. It's free installation. Call 800-333-3333. Dish.
Wonderful.
And
that's the phone number.
I guess they have to bring their own, like, lobster bib if they want to.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, we'll leave that totally up to you guys. That's a tomorrow show. Now, I want to mention tonight.
How you doing?
We're going to be at...
in case any bisque gets on them.
Tonight, we're going to be at...
Nose bisque.
Baltimore Lanes in Manhattan.
Do you know how excited I am about this?
And we are going to be bowling the cast of ABC's One Life to Live. Our man, Tim Stickney, coming by later today. He's going to be telling us some of the people that we're bowling against.
Good. They're people we want.
Yeah. One of them in particular... we may have a problem with.
Yeah, but we'll probably have to talk about it. No,
we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll discuss the cast member from One Life to Live.
You know who might be there, though, that I found out?
Who?
Max Holden.
Oh, he would be a good one if he shows up.
Do you know that Max is in real life married to Blair?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Lisa also tells me that maybe the guy who's married to Vicky Poon, he might show up. That guy who looks like your friend,
Ben Davidson, Jimmy Cover.
Yeah, right. Anyway, there's others who are showing up. Oh, and Pharrell's coming. Pharrell's going to be there.
Pharrell's going to be there tonight. Play by play.
So we'll see you tonight at Baltimore Lanes.
Oh boy,
the magic starts at 8 o'clock. Tonight.
Hey, look who's here.
Speaking of the devil, just coming to do you right now.
I've been sober 20 years. I've always wanted to do Lindsay.
Hey, you know what? I share your love for Lindsay.
Look at that.
That's the one.
She's a troublemaker to Vixen.
Yeah.
And how about RJ? He digs your show. I love any guy that runs a corrupt club that they got a back door to. His daughter's in town. She's sleeping with the cop that he wants dead.
He's up on it.
For 20 years. Just the fact that you're going bowling with those people tonight. I'm going in there. I've always kind of wanted to ask him what's going on with Blair, too. What's up?
See, I hope Blair's there, too.
Max is soft. He can't hang with the Pharrell. You guys are going to go bowling with Lindsay? I'll be down there in my boxers.
You're welcome. Come on down, Pharrell. Show
hey,
up tonight.
Buddy, I love her.
Hey, you know, we agree on that. Lindsay, and Lindsay's got that. She got the big, vish ass.
I like hearing Pharrell analyze a soap opera.
Wow.
I don't think Lindsay's going to be there, though.
That's the same way he would, like, analyze a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And not big enough that he was down at the bowl.
I can't hang with Max Alderman.
All right, so, well, it's obvious. Look at it. Pharrell watches the show,
yeah.
One Life to Live.
Yeah, he's the only one that realizes the combination of planets is coming together for this event tonight.
I think so.
Yeah. It could be an interesting show tomorrow. You're going to want to tune in.
Collide.
You know what? It's just going to be interesting that we're having this kind of activity tonight, and we're going to have booger eating tomorrow.
Yeah, right. And you'll want to show up tonight at Bowmore in Manhattan. As I mentioned, the magic starts at 8 o'clock. So last night we had a very nice group dinner.
Didn't we?
Yeah. We all went out to dinner. My apologies. I was less than... less than sociable last night.
Well, you had your reasons, and understandably so.
It's, it's all the crap with the radio station.
I always know that when we're sitting in the middle of dinner and everybody's talking, and I look over and you're drumming. You're drumming your fingers on the table.
And I wasn't drinking last night either.
No.
You know, another sign, you know, that I couldn't get all the crap going on behind the scenes out of my head.
There is so much that we can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's going on at this radio station, and it's very, very frustrating.
Yeah. Suffice to say that when I showed up to dinner, I was a little late, and I had and immediately it's like I got to say to everybody, and I apologize to everybody, hey, it's Adult Swim, sorry, I got to take Mike away for a minute to show Mike an email I've received.
Understandable.
And show Mike the response to the email, and then, you know, all night I'm sitting there like a dickhead because I'm pissed about this thing, and I apologize to you guys for not being sociable. I didn't get sociable till we got back to the apartment, and I compulsively checked my email to find out that there was a response to the email that had upset me. Earlier in the evening.
Yeah, it's really nice that at least communication is occurring.
Yeah, so listen, sorry about that. We didn't have the wonderful opportunity. Not only did we all eat together,
yes.
We all went to the ass and pee together.
Mm-hmm.
The ass and piss, we went to the A&P together, my favorite grocery store.
Right.
You hate the A&P, you like the
Don't
fancy
care for
one.
It. Don't like. I like the fancy store.
I love the A&P.
We saw George Clinton there, right? The musician, the guy in the fur coat.
There was a guy wearing the coat, Mike, that it's no secret that Rob and I have been dreaming that you buy. We saw one time Michael Strahan wearing a full-length mink coat.
Uh-huh.
We think that eventually that coat should be your coat.
Well, you know, the temperature today here in New York City in the 40s, and actually I'm very comfortable wearing what I'm wearing.
Is the cold alert over?
Yeah, I think the cold alert is over, but I'll tell you something. When it gets to be 15 degrees in this city, I was heading down that, the idea of a full-length fur. But I will tell you something that none of you know about last night, which means I probably can't go back to the A&P.
Why?
Oh, no. I had a moment.
Why, what happened?
Now, I don't know if it's because I'm off the stuff that I've been on, but I had a tense moment. I got in line. You know, you were all in one checkout lane,
right?
I was over at the other one. And the lady opened up this lane, and then I was second in line. And I got up there, and she was going so slowly, and she was not... It wasn't that she was going slowly, but she was copping a tude, and she was wearing surgical gloves.
They all do at the A&P.
And as she's wearing surgical gloves, she is...
It's for your protection, Mike.
Do you know what she's doing?
What?
She's dipping her hand into this fetid bowl of what looks like damp toilet paper
to
wet her fingers as she is touching the food that she's putting and also handling the money.
But she's wearing the gloves so that she's not touching the food
that
you're
buying. But she's wearing gloves and dipping these disgusting surgical gloves. And I'm watching this.
Was it
the
CM lady?
No.
This was a young sister.
As long as they're handling money, they might as well be checking you out with their feet. Because money is the dirtiest thing in the world.
And I am sitting there and I'm staring at this. And I bought a quart of milk and a box of raisins.
Golden raisins.
Golden raisins. Rob recommended the golden raisins.
Yes.
And the golden shower.
Stop it.
And as I'm looking at this woman, she's, not only am I, I'm staring at this paper that she had to moisten her fingers was the most unsanitary thing I have ever seen for anybody touching anything. And with that,
I got nothing but love for the A&P. on 70th Street. Nothing but love. I go in there all the time. I love all my bitches who work in there. They all wear the gloves. They all touch the thing that makes their fingers less itchy.
It grossed me out, and I'm sitting there watching this, and not only that, after I get done watching this, she goes into this slow mode. And she looks at me, and I'm kind of, and I think maybe I did a little thing like this where I'm just patting my thighs a little bit.
Oh.
And she looked up at it and gave me a look like,
you can't run in the attitude.
And now here's the deal. Then she goes into this slow thing where she slows down on purpose, and I knew she was slowing down on purpose. Sure. So I'm sitting there, and I'm not copping any attitude at all. I'm sitting there, well, let's see what happens. So she gets done, and she counts my change. I give her almost, you know, it's like this very inexpensive purchase. I give her a $5 bill. She counts the change so slowly that I'm sitting there going, oh, what is the deal with this? Finally, hands me my bag. Gives me, and I'm waiting for the change, and of course, the great move where the receipt is 12 miles long for the two items, and she stacks the receipt on top of the money so that it's draping over your hand, and I say, I take the change, and I see her trash thing right under an inch from her waist, where she's got a trash hole, and I say, can you throw this away? And she goes, and she points at the trash can out by the door, and I take it, and I crumple it up. And I drop it on the belt and walked away. And none of you saw that last night.
You ass.
I was an ass to her.
You ass.
Well, make no mistake. I checked groceries for 2 years. And if you get unemployed, and they've got total control when you're running the belt.
Yeah.
And if you get a client or a customer with an attitude.
You ass.
I didn't have an attitude.
Well,
yes, you did.
You
drummed?
No.
But
I'm talking about, it was one of these deals where I was going like this. The thing that was grossing me out was that little water. But when I said, can you throw this away, please? Which is what I said, and not even a verbal response, points. It doesn't point at anything except like the door.
Yeah.
And that's when I just dropped it down. I actually didn't drop it. I kind of chucked it down. So I'm not going back to the AMP.
So you got two items, and it takes you 10 minutes to check out. I had two bags of groceries.
Right.
It took me approximately 3 minutes to check out. You know why? I get up to my line. I see my girl, Yolanda. That's her name. She's wearing the name tag. She knows me by face. I go, hi, baby. She says, hi, baby. Meanwhile, she's got these fingernails. I swear to Christ.
Lunch hooks.
These fingernails, they are like 5 inches long.
Wow.
And they have like dragons painted on them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I
wish I'd had her.
And I say, I can see them through the pooper scooper gloves that she has on.
Right.
She has these plastic see-through gloves. I go, oh, baby. Look at those nails. And she looks at me as she continues to ring my items up very quickly. And she says, I could give you one great back rub with these. I could scratch your back with these.
Wow.
My girl Yolanda.
You guys were all in line with her. Did this happen?
I was at the coffee grinder with Buzz.
I was at the door. Yeah, we were.
No, that's Lisa. Lisa was there. I bought Lisa
back. She's flirting with you, like saying she's going to give you a back rub?
Not flirting with me. This is my conversation with her. That's
wow.
What you go into the S&P. You go in there and you make friends.
Mm-hmm.
You make friends and they treat you right.
Always well, I'm sorry. I just don't like that.
There are a million tricks that checkers can do to slow you down. Price check.
You know what? I know it's the closest one to where we live. Big city.
And you know
plenty of grocery stores.
You know what else my girl always does for me? I never sign up for that stupid be a member of the club card.
Right.
You know what she always says to me? She said again last night, babe, did you get that card yet? I said, no, I didn't. She goes, I use mine. And she just takes a card. And
I have that in my regular grocery store.
And she flashes it in front, and I get all the nice little discounts.
You know, which really shows you the value of that card in general. Why do they even go through the exercise?
I know.
Because it doesn't really matter.
So we get that
name and address.
We get done with dinner, and we go to the grocery store, and then it's time to see Mike's apartment.
Yay.
Yada-da, yada-da.
I was a little nervous about having everybody over, especially when we had to go to your perfectly furnished apartment first, because your apartment is completely like set, and my place really resembles.
Now you're lowballing it. Your place is very nice.
Yeah. It's nice, but it's not. You know, it doesn't have everything in place yet, so I was a little edgy, and we went into yours with the, you know, you got the cool little on-air light when you walk in, and see, it's just, it's a very nice looking place.
Yeah, but you're like in your fifth night. I mean, that's it.
It was good to have, because I'll tell you, everybody helped me out of my apartment.
We did.
But that's why I said
after you left.
After I left.
After you left, we all took our clothes off.
After I left, I understand Buzz spent the majority of the evening fixing the color on your television, the contrast, the brightness.
Buzz, I'll tell you something right now, the man
is a television picture genius.
I know
and
what
then,
I'm doing.
And then Rob and Lisa and Buzz rearranged your furniture.
Right.
I think Rob, should I give you more credit than anybody else? Are you the one with the original idea?
I feel almost bad that I started it, but I was focused on other things. And at one point last night, I just said, you know, Mike, this sofa shouldn't be on this.
Yeah,
wall.
It was you. I mean, Lisa helped after we got rolling, but most of the time, Ass was just checking her, her little
her pager,
her little meter, and reading her Glamour magazine.
But what we did is we moved the sofa from the long wall to actually turn your great room into almost like a dining room.
Let me tell you,
Tommy,
I felt the qualm last night as everybody was moving furniture around, putting things, you know, Buzz is helping me with the television picture, right. And everything came together in such a way that I loved it. I woke up this morning, went out there, we did a little catty corner with with the little dinette, my little glass dinette that I rent.
That is obviously a rental.
Everything in there is obviously a rental.
Let me just say that the only thing that caught my eye really is the fact that that the table you have, like your kitchen table, that is obviously a rental.
It's a total rental.
I mean, you walk in, it just reeks of rental.
Everything it's just like Beauty and the Beast. I call that table Chip. That's my table Chip because it had a little chip in it when they brought it in, and I know in the long run I'll probably be paying for it, so sure. I call it Chip. And then the sofa. Wait, what do you think of my sofa bed?
Very nice.
Fine.
I slept great last night.
I refuse to sit on it because it's a rental.
Because other people have farted in it?
And done other stuff.
Well, but they say they guarantee showroom quality.
I think it looks quite new. I think he might be the first owner.
Yeah, and then there was no odor to it or anything.
No, I think it looks nice.
However, the one purchase I have made, I have purchased a chair. I have spent a fortune on a good chair, and that's why we were rearranging the furniture. The chair is going to be delivered on Friday.
This was the problem last night. We had to arrange the furniture, leaving room for a chair that we knew not.
And Rob could go into the interior decoration business easily because he has the sense of feng shui.
You need knickknacks, my friend.
That's now there is where he got on the gay train like I could not believe it.
You know what
that television needs? It needs a knickknack on it.
It does.
Rob, that's what grandmothers do.
Well, call a grandmother.
And then you said, see this right here, this shelf overlooking the river?
Beautiful view.
What you need is some knickknacks here. Knickknacks. Jesus Christ, Rob, you're a grown man.
You minimize your clutter, but you need something there. Yeah.
You should buy Mike some knickknacks like the knickknacks you bought me. Do you remember the salt and pepper shakers you bought?
Okay,
yeah,
boys.
You know what?
Okay.
I'll keep my eye open.
We're not even going to discuss the knickknacks that exchange hands between Rob and Don.
If we return to France, we can buy Mike some knickknacks.
The knickknacks that, in my opinion, can be found in most good antique stores in Mississippi.
Let me just tell you that.
Wow.
I don't know.
There's a whole, you know, in the words of American Beauty, there's a whole subculture that collects this stuff.
There was a time, I mean, sure. It was not even a Christmas, gift I got from Rob.
This is good.
Okay, I just had some kind of kidney surgery.
You had a big procedure.
And and I get a package. The UPS guy comes to the door, and it's a package that says from Rob Spiewak. Hmm. And I open it up, and at the time I had like 18 stitches in my back. And the one thing that I'm not supposed to do is really laugh. And I open up the box of salt and pepper shakers that Rob has secured for me.
Sure.
And
right.
I nearly broke
right.
a stitch
right.
laughing so hard. They are so stereotypically inappropriate.
They're politically incorrect.
Yeah, I
agree. Yeah. Sorry. Bring them and show them to Robert.
Hey,
yeah, well, that's what I'll do with my apartment, too, Rob. I'll get like 18 cans of that Banania or whatever it was. stuff you brought from France.
Wow.
Banania.
Kudos to you for remembering the brand.
How could I forget?
So, I got these things.
Collect them. Trade them with your friends.
I got these salt and pepper shakers that Rob got me that are just horrendously offensive.
Right.
And very, they're stereotype all the way.
And the joke being that the level of political incorrectness is why you do this.
That in this day and age.
That should occasionally be explained to our listening audience.
That in this day and age you can go to, and you didn't go to an exotic location.
Yeah, I went to the exotic location known as the Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't a special trip. They just happened to be there. So...
What it is these things, these salt and pepper shakers, what they are is like something that, my God, you'd have people rioting if you saw these things. It's like, mm-hmm. it's the Aunt Jemima, right? Okay? Yeah. Yes. The woman is Aunt Jemima,
right.
And the guy is like Al Jolson, and mm-hmm. you know, they got the do-rags on their heads. And
right.
It's just so awful stereotypical. You look at it and you laugh because you think, my God,
how can this be?
This cannot be.
How can this be sold in a modern store?
So I get this thing, and I'm laughing, and I show it to Frida, and she says, well, that's great. That's a, you know, that's a.
Thank God for your wife.
Yeah. That's a great joke that you and Rob enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, honey, look, it's so inappropriate.
Right.
It's funny. She said, what do you want to do with them? And I said,
put them on the table, honey.
Well, I wouldn't put them on the table. But what I did do is in my cave, mm-hmm. they're on the top shelf of the bookshelf.
Right.
I have the gentleman on the left side
mm-hmm.
and the female on the right side.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very clever, boys.
And you need Rob to help you find some other knickknacks.
I will keep my eyes peeled.
Yeah, okay.
Give the dog a bone.
Maybe may I say from the bottom of my heart that's unnecessary.
Christmas is coming and Mike needs Hummels. So.
Anyway, we had a great time last night at your place.
Yeah, thanks to everybody. After you left, everybody helped me with the feng shui and everything's looking great. And hopefully I'll get my voice back
a
in the next
staggering
one.
View. Really
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, nice view.
Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let's check out the phones here. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Don, I just want to remind you that you just drank some ass stew the other day, and you're afraid to sit into a rental couch?
Yes, that's the queer duality of being me, sir. I realize I'm a complicated man. Very, very complicated. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hold on a second. I got to press that button.
Hi. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
What's up, man?
I got it, Johnny. Got it fixed. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, go ahead, sir. What can we do for you?
Oh, is this BN?
It got to be.
Oh, it's Bitter End. Hey, BN.
Hey, does BN have a problem with Robert, too? Have I heard that correctly? That you've got an issue with Robert?
Why wasn't I invited to the Super Bowl party?
BN, because first off, you've never made yourself known to us. You're simply a person on the telephone.
Well, you have never asked me.
You've had ample opportunity to come down to the studio. We've said that many, many times.
We've invited you a bunch of times to come down, BN.
The Don.
Yeah.
You've never invited me.
That's not true. I remember when you were invited to come down to the studio.
Yeah, that's true.
You've been invited.
I'm talking to Don.
I'm talking to you, BN.
Oh, okay. Hey, you shut your $5 butt up before I make change.
Hey, listen, don't direct your hostility at me. I'm going to tell you right now. I remember when you were, you know, it was either Don or me. Somebody said, why don't you come on down? And
no
you said I am.
No one has invited me down.
Come to the station anytime, BN.
I really do feel bad. And what makes it even worse is the fact that I'll be up there in New York later on today, but your guys will be off the air by then.
So are you going to be in New York tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yeah, I'm spending the night up there.
Well, then come by tomorrow.
And come bowling tonight, by all means.
Yeah, seriously, come to the bowling alley tonight.
Or listen, BN, come to the radio station tomorrow.
Say what?
Come to the radio station tomorrow.
All right, y'all at what, 888?
Yeah, 888.
888 7th Avenue.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll do that then.
All right.
Well, okay.
Then, will you then allow me into the social circle?
I will see. I have to get to know you first.
You get to know me. Y'all already know me.
No. Now listen. You know. Let's be honest. You have come onto this show many, many times with a great degree of hostility towards other people that participate in this show.
Well, but you've been knowing me though. I've been calling there before 40 was.
No, he just don't like the colored people on the show. I mean,
you know, I hate them damn blacks.
Right. He doesn't like it when Mr. 40's on the show. Right. He doesn't like it when Grady Smoke's on the show. He doesn't like it when Robert the Mailman's on the show.
But I, for one, I would,
you
know,
I did like Angry Black, that other dude. You know, he was cool.
But I'll tell you, even though he's told me to shut my $5 mouth, I look forward to meeting.
You'll make change out of your $5 ass.
I look forward to meeting BN. I want to meet him.
Come down tomorrow, BN.
No doubt, I got you.
All right, we'll see you.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
How are you going to have a list without Stacey Dash and Lark Voorhees?
Okay, goodbye. He always brings up those Lark Voorhees from Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the other thing that causes such controversy on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I am telling you that I heard from people about the Booger Contest, which mm-hmm. is just one, you know, as I've mentioned, one day, maybe a couple breaks on the show tomorrow.
Don't
let it rock your world upside down.
Right.
But I had emails last night on my personal account from friends of mine, either saying, hey, I totally agree with you about your rating of the women, or berating me for the fact that I gave Helen Hunt a high grade, or I read some guy wrote me with a conspiracy theory that, that Mike, you are definitely torpedoing my picks, and I am in turn torpedoing your picks.
Well, that's how it works.
So that neither... Well, no, it's not.
Well, I torpedoed Helen Hunt, and you torpedoed somebody else. I forgot who it was, but you kind of gave him a... Sometimes we feel it's necessary for the overall... The important thing on the list, I think everybody should know this to me, is the overall combined score.
Yeah, the balance.
The final list.
And, you know, although I'm not doing cartwheels about Elizabeth Hurley, I still think that if Helen Hunt was way up on that list, I'd feel a lot worse. So I did, in a way, torpedo your Helen Hunt pick.
Here are our individual top fives as we stand now, okay? And we are going to get back into rating the women again today on the show.
Very good.
At some point, but we're going to, today's a busy one. Here's our current individual top fives and then the average top five. I'll give you Mike's top five first. Number five for Mike. Hold on a second. Oh, here we go. Number five for Mike is Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
Number four, Jamie Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Very good.
Number two, Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Brooke Burke.
Man, ladies, they can all come on the boat.
Solid.
Here's my top five thus far. Number five, I got a tie between Jessica Alba,
mm-hmm.
Dark Angel, and Kate Hudson.
Okay.
Number four.
Oh.
Number three.
Sorry. Buzz is little.
Sorry.
Buzz is chomping at the bit to participate.
Very sorry.
Sweat.
Too bad.
Sorry.
Too bad.
Who'd be your number one, Buzz?
Sorry. That's a tough call. I like Burke a lot.
Good.
Burke would probably be my
number
favorite.
Three on my list, Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Britney Spears. Number one, Elizabeth Hurley. You combine them. You average them out.
And I'm sure we get some women that aren't on either list.
And the number five woman overall, average, Britney Spears. Number four overall, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Good.
Number three overall, Halle Berry.
Uh-huh.
Number two overall, Brooke Burke. And number one overall, as of right now, Elizabeth Hurley.
Okay.
That is where we stand with the ratings we have given the women.
Should be pointed out, you did give out a 10, and that was to Elizabeth Hurley.
She is perfect, and if any of you DAs out there dispute that, I urge you to rent the movie Bedazzled. The movie is a piece of garbage. It stars that idiot who was in George of the Jungle.
Yeah, but he's funny in that movie. I don't know why I like that movie, but I watched it just the other night.
I'm telling you, you watch Elizabeth Hurley in that movie, and you tell me if that's not the most perfect piece of ass
when he is
you have
the,
ever seen.
When he is the cocaine dealer, I laugh out loud.
Oh, and he speaks Spanish?
It's too funny. It's hysterically funny.
It's pretty good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And she's just hot in every scene. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
This is Harry from New Jersey. And I want to get back just for a moment to when you were talking about the shopping place. Buying groceries?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you said that the little card is worthless.
Yeah.
Well, that little card technically is for scanning your groceries. We scan it in the beginning. At right. Thanksgiving, you get a turkey. If you got an X amount of dollars,
right.
The bigger the turkey, the more money you spend. Well, when they put their card in, that registers on their card so they can get their free turkeys.
Oh, so that's why they're always so nice to us.
So
that.
She's really not doing
so
your,
nice to you.
She's not doing you a favor, then.
Well, but still, she did it for me. She didn't do it for you, though.
That shouldn't be legal, though.
Because you get a discount, like, if you're on certain sodas, for instance. If you don't have that card, you can't get that discount.
She's stealing your turkey. She's stealing your turkey. You know, your friend, Yolanda, with the great fingernails, is going, hey, I'll give you a back rub. Let me use my card so I get a free turkey that will belong to you.
Don't talk that way about my girl, Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Besides, you're too good for the AMP, Mike.
What do you mean? What is that supposed to mean?
You don't like the AMP.
I don't like the AMP.
You like the fancy grocery store.
I really don't like that either. I'd like to find something in between.
Why did you
in between the we have nothing on our shelves to, in between the we have nothing on our shelves AMP and the she. Really, because really that other one, even though I got some stuff there, you can't, you've been in that other one, right?
Yeah, that's Frida's store.
The Carlucci's or whatever the hell it is.
Baldacci's.
You go in there and you can't, it's not like you can do regular grocery shopping because they have, you know, we don't have any milk, but we have
soy.
We have olives covered with chocolate or something like that.
No milk.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Turn your radio down, please.
Now, I heard a woman, and now I hear somebody else talking. It's like two lines are crossed. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I can't tell if I'm on the air. Hi, it's V.
Oh, V.
V. V like the singer?
Yeah. No.
V as the singer.
V, yeah, our girl, our naked girl. Hi, V.
Our naked girl?
Well, you've been naked down here before. Topless.
Yes. Yes.
How are you,
I'd
V?
I'd like to say, first of all, Happy New Year.
Same to you. Yes.
Thank you.
And second of all, I've been away. I've been gone.
Huh. Are you back?
I am back, and I'm coming to see you bowl tonight.
Oh, you're coming to see us bowl?
Yeah.
When are you coming by the studios?
I don't know. It's hard for me to get into the city.
Mm. All right. Well, I guess if we have to, we'll just have to live with a personal appearance from
the bowling alley. Well, she won't be able to do at the bowling alley, which she did here a couple of times.
Want to make a bet? Hey, I just got back from vacation. I've got one hell of a tan.
Oh, baby.
And just a little bit white. Just a little light.
Uh-huh.
So in fact, I was going to just wear my bikini, my jeans tonight, kind of, offset the other guys. Maybe the bull crappy or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea,
oh,
baby.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rob.
Oh, stop it.
Rob, come over here.
Stop it.
Come over here and feel this.
No. Relax.
Damn, I can't help it.
A little bit of white.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, V.
See you tonight, V.
Yeah, well, just look for the Star Spangled Banner boobs.
Okay, you got it. See you tonight, honey.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Our favorite letter.
You know, it is shaping up to be one of those evenings.
Yes, it is. That's V, everybody. If you want to see a picture of her, you go to WNEW.com when she came down here as topless Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I just want to agree with Beth. You're Don on Elizabeth Hurley. She's a top 10.
Are you driving in the Austin? Are you driving in the Austin Powers car right now?
Shaguar.
And that dumbass Brandon Fraser. He is good in Bedazzled. It's the only movie I'll ever give him credit for.
He makes me laugh in that movie, and I'm not a fan of his at all.
Neither am I, but he is absolutely hilarious.
He is.
Especially
he's
when
funny.
He's the most emotional man on earth.
He is.
That's the one.
She's the POA.
I completely forgot that when he's the emotional guy on the beach, and they kick sand on his face.
He's also not bad when he's a basketball player. When he's the Michael Jordan with the small penis.
That movie got absolutely ripped by the critics, and it is funny. It's just, if you put your brain on hold, it's a funny movie.
And if you just watch Elizabeth Hurley.
And then she's in, they put her in all these outfits and stuff like that.
She's the devil. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Donna Mike?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Sorry about that. You just had BN on the air. This is HH, Happy Honky.
Hey, hi.
I wanted to forewarn you, you were talking about the pre-packaged boogers that were made of raisins and such. Beware of people sticking fruit roll-up pieces up their nose as they come in the studio.
All right, we'll be on the lookout for that.
Hmm.
As we do every day,
sir. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
But what, did you see the X Games or something like that?
I don't know. One more call, and then we got to take a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Okay, listen. Are you looking for a happy medium between the Balducci's and the AMP?
Yes, I am.
I'm not. I'm happy with AMP.
Well, so am I. I go to the AMP all the time.
Yeah, but I am looking for the happy medium, so what do you have?
Okay, you know where the Beacon Theater is?
Yes.
Okay, right across the street is a supermarket called Fairway.
Fairway?
Fairway.
Okay.
It's huge. It's a big open market inside.
Excellent.
It's not too Upper West Side pretentious, but you can get anything you want there.
I'm there. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Hey, anytime.
That's good. Right.
You like going golfing?
Yeah, fairway. I gotta like that.
Greg in Seattle. Hello.
Keep it in the fairway.
Greg.
Yeah.
Greg from Seattle. Hello.
Hey, one more name for your top 100 list.
Yeah.
Patricia Heaton.
No way.
Not going
to
happen.
No way. Although, when we get to the list, you'll be surprised to know that 3 years ago, we had her rated halfway decently.
But it did. I've just gotten the idea for another list somewhere down the road that we can have. America's Biggest Bitches.
Biggest C's.
I bet we could put a top 100 together.
A top 100
wow.
C's.
Top 100 C's.
You bet we could.
That'd be fantastic. Martha Stewart.
You bet we could.
Kathy Lee.
Yeah, right. Really be great.
I think it's people who work here who could make that list.
Have to be celebrities.
877-365-3636. That's your national number. From D.C., 202-432-1067.
They have to be celebrities.
Oh, listen, and about D.C.?
I just got to mention this. Redskins love the retro uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
However, you picked the wrong retro uniforms.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, I don't know what dumbass at the Washington Redskins decides that they're going to go back to the old helmets. They went back to the wrong helmets. They went back to the helmets that have the arrows on the sides.
Oh, those are good ones.
No, you want to go back to the yellow helmet that had
the R
on it. That's the good helmet. They went back to the...
I try not to disagree with you on this show. I really make an effort. But, you know, sometimes I realize we are different people.
You really like the dumb
helmet? You like the yellow helmet with the R on it?
Love it.
The fluorescent orange helmet with the R on it?
No, it wasn't. It was yellow. It's gold. Burgundy and gold.
R. I hate a letter. I hate a letter on a helmet.
No.
I like a logo.
Not me.
That was a great little, arrow that they had.
Oh, please. And it's got the feather going down the middle of it.
It's like Sonny Jurgensen days.
Yeah, right. Well, Sonny also played with the R on the side of the
with
head.
The R. The R is like mod. You know what the R is? The R is when baseball players started wearing a waistband with stripes.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, the R is the you want to sell money. You want to make money. You want to sell. You want to sell your product. Snyder, are you listening to me right now? You picked the wrong uniform. You picked the wrong helmet.
They're going to go with the what color jerseys are they going to get?
They're still going to be burgundy, but they're going to go with the old. You know how they used to have the old stripes on them?
So they're taking the chief.
Yeah,
off the sign.
Yeah, chief dumbass is off the head thing.
They're going to wear that. They're going to wear that for every game next
year. Just home games, I understand. The jerseys are a darker burgundy, and there was one other change. Oh yeah, gold pants,
yellow pants.
I'd like to know how many seasons they had the yellow helmet with the R.
Six. Oh, that was
not many. Like maybe five,
right?
70s, I guess.
No,
right?
maybe five.
Definitely 70s.
Early 60s.
No.
No, not the early 60s.
No,
early 60s was the arrow.
The arrow. It was like 1970, they switched to the gold helmet with the R, and it was about 1976 that they phased that out,
yes.
And they went to the burgundy helmet with the Indian face on it.
The 70s, when everybody was looking good.
I'm telling you, there's got to be some old school Redskins fans like me who like, you know, if you remember the team when it was Larry Brown and
didn't the R have a feather on it?
It's the exact same circle and feather as on the maroon helmet, except of having the Indian's face, it had the letter R there.
I don't think we've ever really disagreed on uniforms. I usually like what you like. Of course, you like the Jets, don't you?
What, they're old
the Jets
jerseys?
Retro uniforms?
Love them.
You like those?
Love them.
Okay.
What, you like, don't tell me you like the green helmets that said the fag letters on side Jets?
No.
Like with a slanted, lettering?
No, I think my favorite uniforms in the NFL are the San Francisco 49ers, based on the color scheme.
Red and gold?
Based on the color scheme. I always thought those were very, very sharp. No,
listen, your best uniform is your most traditional uniform. Swear to God, Green Bay. They've never changed it.
I love Green Bay. It's very,
they've
very
never,
good.
Never, never changed it. They, as a matter of fact, when Green Bay plays a retro game,
right,
they just wear their current uniforms because they never changed them.
Best change of uniforms, in my opinion, will always be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Agreed.
They completely took their logo, overhauled it, changed the colors. Fantastic.
And the queerest uniforms in the NFL, God strike me dead if I'm wrong, the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I agree with you.
God damn, that looks like something Lizzie Grubman threw up.
And think about what that helmet looks like.
The Tennessee Titans helmet.
It's the big T.
What? Why do you got a problem? On the San Francisco helmet, it's got an S and an F.
I know. It's just that R.
The Giants helmet has an N and a Y on it.
That's a classic logo.
So is the yellow helmet with the round circle and the R.
I like the leather helmets.
Be the 100th caller now, okay? We'll give you a prize. Right, let's break. Break down. Go, go, go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need to toss Salad Man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No! No! I want to toss the salad. I want to
a zero tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sitting here thinking about the coolest NFL uniforms and jerseys ever. And I think maybe I might have to go with
Cincinnati Bengals Tiger Stripes.
The old San Diego ones, where they had the white helmet with the number on the side and the lightning bolts. And they
I'm beginning to figure out what you like.
The light blue jerseys.
You like brighter colors on helmets. You like less earth tony kind of colors on helmets.
No, I like Tampa Bay's helmets.
Well, those are kind of like silver. I like those. Those are the
cuter.
The color I like.
I'll tell you what I don't like is the Cleveland Browns uniforms.
I've always hated the Cleveland Browns uniforms.
The freaking orange.
Yeah, I hate them.
The helmet is orange.
Boring.
You be careful. That was Elvis's favorite team.
The Browns.
Right.
God damn it, honey. Is the Browns on TV?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Caller 100.
Yeah, that's you. Caller 100. What's your name, my friend?
Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Chris, you got the PlayStation 2 game Maximo Ghosts to Glory. Blockbuster has a nationwide 30-day exclusive on this game through February 18th. Enjoy it. You've also won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you for listening.
You guys rock.
Thank you, my friend. Hold on a second. And we were doing some research about the Redskins helmets, and it turns out the ones that I like, as many people have called them, the queer ones, the yellow ones with the circles and the R, they only had those for 3 years.
Yeah.
From 1970 to, or 69 till 1972.
Oh, so it was, they did start them in the 60s.
Yeah, it was part of Lombardi's thing.
Oh, Lombardi wanted them?
Yeah.
I want an R. Listen to me. Woo! I want an R. You put an R on me. I'm Vince Lombardi. Put an R on that helmet or I'll kick your F&A.
Yeah, I think maybe my all-time favorite would be the old-time San Diego with the white helmets and the bolts and the numbers on the side of the helmet and the powder blue jerseys.
I go really with the Niners, the Oakland Raiders. Always love the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, I mean, classic
those
logo.
Those are good. Always good. And they've never changed those.
They've always been. And the new Tampa Bay logo would probably be, those would be my top three.
I'll tell you one that I didn't like, one light-colored helmet I didn't like. I didn't like it when the Eagles had white helmets
horrible.
With the green wings on them.
No, they were very, very ugly, and, you know, but they tweak and they do that. You know, I mean, I'm really, I like it when teams change uniforms. I think it's something to talk about.
Buzz, who's your favorite?
I like them all, Don.
likes them all.
Come on, Buzz, you're Mr. Johnny, want to get into the flow of the show these days. What's your all-time favorite NFL uniform?
You know, I'm going to say the Steelers, actually.
You like the Steelers?
I do.
Even when they did the thing with the logo on one side and black on the other
side? They've always done that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I always thought you should have logos on both sides of the helmet.
Symmetry.
Why did they do that? Did they ever give a reason for that?
You know, we've asked that before on the show, and there is a reason for it. Someone, I'm sure, will call in our instant feedback with the reason why the Steelers only have the logo on one side.
And, of course, the Colts.
And the Claymores.
Scottish Claymores.
A nice uniform.
Yeah. Buzz, have you given any other thought to your women, rating the women, and you're number one?
No. I mean, being a part of that, I didn't bother to assemble a list.
Okay.
Well, Buzz, just give some thought, right? I mean, off the top of your head, who's the hottest piece of ass out there? You know, like, and you get the same pass as the rest of us, your wife notwithstanding.
Right.
Who's the hottest piece of ass?
The hottest is tough. I like Jessica Alba. I like Elizabeth Hurley. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
There you go. That's one we didn't even rate you. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Tough choices. Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to pick a favorite. I like them all. I want them all.
Hello, Donna Maisha.
And have them.
Yeah, can I comment on the helmet?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. How can you not like the, what do you call it, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? There was like so much detail in the Pirates' face and everything.
Let me tell you something.
Are you talking about the orange Tampa Bay?
Those are the faggiest uniforms in the history of the NFL.
Not the uniform, the helmet. It was like so in detail.
The helmet when it was like the gay helmet?
When they had the gay caballero there with the knife in his mouth?
Yeah, with the knife in the mouth.
It's the best overhaul of a team uniform I've ever seen is what Tampa did.
Tampa Bay's old uniform sucked, and that helmet was so gay, no wonder they lost all their games.
Disgusting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sucked.
Yeah,
stunk.
My name is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
I would like to talk about the Steelers.
Sure. Yes, Jock.
Go ahead.
Mr. Strapp?
I think he's expressed his opinion.
All right, there he is.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Those are Buzz's Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
Never missed a game.
Hello.
Speak to us.
Buzz, I got a trivia question for you. Don on my show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Don. How about Nikki Ziering from Price is Right?
Yeah, she's one that we're going to listen.
She is wonderful.
When we start rating the women again, when we absolutely finish the list, we will ask you guys to call in and tell us women that we've forgotten.
She'll be rated down because of her husband, though.
Ian Ziering.
You had that tool on your
But
channel.
Then later on, Nikki will be playing Where's Bob's Prostate.
Do you remember what a prick Ian Ziering was on this show?
I remember clearly because you said, which one from 90210 are you? Because you hadn't heard of him. You'd heard of Jason Priestley and the other one, Luke Perry. And you said, we don't know you.
And he got mad. We kept calling him Ian.
Yeah, Ian.
Ian Ziering.
No, we called him Ian, and it was Ian.
Oh. Was it the other way around?
You just went, I remember what you did is you just kept messing up his name.
Well, didn't he want to be called, it was Ian, like Ian Fleming,
right.
and then he wanted to be called, I think he wanted to be called Ian.
And wasn't the breaking point he wouldn't show you the wallet?
Yeah, Don used to always ask celebrities how much money you carry around.
Right.
Hello. I'm not interested in that, blah, 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 blah.
Don on my show, hello. Hi, you're on the air, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, come on, go, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, how are you, man?
Just fine, my friend.
First of all.
What is this, immigration day? Hello, what can we do for you?
I got two women for you.
Two women.
Oh, well, please wait until we're done with the list, but go ahead.
Okay, first one is, I don't know her name. She was in The Beautiful Mind.
Yes, that woman will be rated. Who else?
The Beautiful Mind.
Okay, second one is Amanda Peet.
All right, we'll consider her. Thank you, my friend.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
You know, that show with Ian Ziering is the same one where I asked Pamela Lee out.
That's right.
Yes.
She said no.
Hello, Don and Mike. That was after your first failed marriage.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And I'll say to your credit, you asked Pam Lee out before she became.
Mm-hmm.
Back right. That was when she was the Tool Time girl.
Yeah, so will you go out with me? And she said, and then, you know, she kind of like was dancing around it. And I said, no, really? And she said, no. And that was probably right when she was starting to see rocker Tommy Lee.
What was her breast status then? Were they overly inflated?
I think they might have been real.
Really?
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
This is Chris in New Jersey. Talking about helmets, as a Steeler fan, I was always very upset because they only had the logo on one side.
Right.
So on Monday Night Football, when they would be the away team, you always see just the black side of their helmet.
Yeah, you're right. When the helmets would collide, or you're right. Yeah, if they were moving one way on the field.
Clever, isn't it?
You would not see a logo.
You know, speaking of the helmets colliding, do you think that they did that? Do you think they honored that? When you would see the helmets collide, if it was... Do you know? I mean, I know it's a ridiculous detail thought.
It was the Steelers would always be the team on the left, so you could always see their logo. You never had just a black helmet exploding against another helmet.
And do you think you ever saw the Steeler helmet on the right with the logo on it where it's not supposed to be?
No, I don't believe so.
Good question, though.
That pretty much, they honored that pretty much, I think.
I don't.
Rune?
Pretty much is the operative term here. Maybe they didn't one time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing? I want to see if you could help out New York and get the senators to pass extension for the unemployment already.
Unemployment for what?
For unemployment insurance for New Yorkers who are out of work.
Lost their jobs because of 9/11.
Oh, because of 9/11?
Right. Anybody that reads a newspaper now, anybody that looks, watches TV, watches the news, you really are seeing kind of a disturbing trend that the further we get away from the tragedy, the more things are kind of being removed and taken away and benefits.
It hasn't been that long.
It's very, very disturbing, and I think it's bad.
Remain vigilant.
Well, it's almost 5 months after 9/11, and the Senate still can't agree upon a budget and get the unemployment insurance extension passed, which is incredible.
I was reading that $5 billion. Was it $5 billion was taken off the table the other day?
And put back in now.
All right. Put back in?
Yeah. All right, we'll see what we can. Listen, obviously, we're dumb discharge. We have people coming down to eat boogers tomorrow. So
this is true. It damages our credibility.
I wouldn't put a lot of hope in what we can do, but we'll be glad to. We feel the same way you do.
Mr. Geronimo, Mr. O'Meara, thank you so much for speaking before the committee today. How can you expect this committee to take you seriously when I believe it was just a month ago you had people eating boogers in your studio?
All right, I hear you guys.
So you got screwed? What was your situation?
Well, I'm out of work. My fiance's out of work. This would be the second time she's out of work.
Now, were you guys directly affected by the WTC thing?
Well, I worked about six blocks away from World Trade Center. Yeah. Mm.
But unemployment's like 7.8% in New York City, so, you know.
Are you getting unemployment?
Yeah, right now I am. My fiancée's going to lose her unemployment in about another 2 weeks, so.
Listen, I know it's not much, but let me help out. You have won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
Oh, all right. Great.
Does that help?
Yeah, it helps a little bit.
There you go.
At least I have some.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, am I the only one also that thinks the other guy was such a good guy, the guy who used to run New York, and now the new guy is just such a Nimrod?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don?
Hey.
What's up, Mike?
Hi.
Helen Hunt still has a big forehead, but that's beside the point.
Oh, and listen, I understand that they were dumping out when I was reading the names of the women that I like. Please do not dump out when I say the name Helen Hunt, because I wasn't saying it.
No, you didn't.
Know. The bad way, but they...
You said it with an H. I just want to say something about these guys, especially this guy that just called crying about the unemployment. Look, how much is enough? I mean, they extend unemployment to like a year. You can go back for a year, sometimes even longer, to get an extension. I mean, it's freaking ridiculous already. How much do people want?
Did you
lose
your job?
I mean, everybody's affected by the World Trade Center. Dude, not everybody's affected by the World Trade Center.
All right, you won me over. Don't send them the donuts. Don't send the guy the coffee. Mike,
yes,
I ask you to get your USA Today out.
Oh, you know, he's back.
I want to say that today he delivers. He delivers like we've expected him to deliver from day number one.
You know, he really, it's like saying hello to an old friend.
Today's column in USA Today, the final word with Craig Wilson. It's beyond great.
Folks, expect us to take a little extra time with today's column because he's just giving so much.
Today he's not writing about football or his retarded cousin.
Right.
No.
Root beer barrels.
he's writing about flowers. Oh, as a matter of fact, you know, I'm thinking we might have to start this and we might have to break.
Yeah.
I might not be able to get through like the first two paragraphs.
I think you're right.
I know I'm not going to be able to do that, because I'm seeing what my second parent, what mine is. Ladies and gentlemen from USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
The title of this column today is, nothing more than feet. To grow a beautiful garden, start with lots of green.
Trying to grow. Oh, okay, yeah, you take the first paragraph, because I want the second
I know you want the second one.
I want the second
one. You did that for me last week.
I got money for Christmas this year, but there was the catch. I couldn't spend it on just anything. It was to be spent on our garden. Anything I wanted to do.
When my partner, Jack, gave me the gift. Feelings
of love. Be proud, Craig.
I thought it was a very generous thumb. I was a fool, of course. I now realize I'm going to be able to afford a flat of... What the hell is that? Mike?
Impatience.
Impatience. Is that a flower?
Yes, it is.
A flat of impatience. And perhaps a bush. And maybe a pot to put them all in. But not much more.
I know. Because I spent last weekend talking to a number of landscape architects. Each arrived with a different vision of what our garden should be.
You know what? We got a break.
We haven't even got into it yet.
I know, but if we do this now, we'll terribly throw off the schedule for the rest of the show.
We got a break.
Suffice to say, this is the Craig Wilson that we've been waiting for.
Oh, it really is. Hello to an old friend.
Yeah. This is the one. This is the column that we would read in the office before the show and think we could never go on the air and read this.
Amen.
And if you want to follow along, buy today's USA Today, Wednesday, February 6th. And it's right there on the front page of the purple section, the life section, the final word by Craig Wilson.
It's marvelous.
We will we just have to devote an entire segment to it.
Time to pay the light bill.
We can't break it up. My partner Jack.
Three. To grow a beautiful garden, start with lots of green.
We will be right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight. Tomorrow on the show, it's the Booger Breakfast. Ew! Giving away $1,000. Now, here's what the lawyers say. You can bring your own dried boogers with you. You can bring a bag of boogers with you that you've already picked and you've already got dried and crunchy. But you have to pick one. You're going to have to pick one to actually pick out and eat live in front of us.
So for some of you, it might be a slightly uncomfortable morning.
And we will be rating on a 10-point scale. As per the lawyers, every individual who comes in.
Decimals?
Completely subjective.
Right. Yes.
We can use decimals?
Yes, we can.
Good.
But we got to rate everybody who comes in individually based on what we think. Dynamite gutter ball action tonight. This is going to be a big one.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge celebration.
You're fighting gutter balls tonight against the cast of our favorite soap opera, One Life to Live.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
We're going to be at the fabled Bulmore Lanes in Manhattan. Besides all the soap opera stars, Miss V's coming down.
Yes, perhaps for the national anthem.
We'd love to meet you. For information, go to www.bulmore.com.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
That'd
be
a great
John and Mike show.
Sorry, dude. That'd be a great time tonight at Bulmore in Manhattan against One Life to Live. Tim Stickney from One Life to Live. RJ is coming down shortly to tell us who we're bowling against.
Very exciting. He'll have the final roster.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
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 I just wanted to thank you guys because I had the best belly laugh yesterday envisioning you grossing Mike out.
Oh, well, get used to that. That happens all the time.
Oh, you made my day, especially when you talked about the under the console, because I worked with a girl who would constantly pick it and pull it out.
You know what? You've nailed it. That was the moment. That was the very... Was that the one with the razor blades?
Nothing like feeling
No.
Scrape underneath, though, with razor blades. Didn't you say that from
No, that was a caller who said that he wanted to scrape underneath his seat. I think she's talking about when I actually...
Well, I know you talked about what's under the console.
And I put my hand under the console like I am right now, and then I looked at my fingers.
When you pull your chair up to pull in closer and you feel that it's all bumpy.
Oh, Jesus, ma'am.
You're right, honey.
I feel
God damn it.
You got it. Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
I know. She'll be loving the show tomorrow.
Of course she will. Sure.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I think, you know what? I really think I had an experience when I was a kid like that in school. Must where I pulled a seat forward and there was something underneath.
That'll do it.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
I just had a couple of girls to add to the list.
Okay, but we're gonna do that a little later. Just give me your number one girl who you think we should rate.
I think it would be the other girl on the Wild On show besides Brooke Burke, Jules Asner.
Jules Asner. All right, she certainly is worth rating.
And, okay, toodaloo.
And Steve Kometko, too.
Toodaloo ass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Steve Kometko.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Which reminds me, we got to read.
You know, I don't know if there's knickknacks on my shelf or what, Rob.
Hello,
Steve Kometko.
Don and Mike show.
Booger gods.
Hi there,
Booger gods.
Hi there.
We are. I'm calling from San Luis Obispo. You would not believe what's going on out here.
Why? What is happening?
You guys are not only on tape delay, but you were replaced yesterday. Cut halfway through the show, right before you were going to drink the underpants tea, for girls. Water polo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to rally all the listeners across the nation. I'd love to give you the program director.
I want to say, we've had worse preemptions.
We have.
Really?
But no, I don't think so. I think
girls' water polo is it Olympic?
Oh, hell no. It's college. Collegiate.
College? Are you kidding me?
Which is worse? I know that one time we had an affiliate where we were preempted for high school baseball, and we thought that was
baseball,
bad.
High school baseball, you know, they get contracts with. We have to find out. If we were preempted for college water, how the hell do you do water polo play-by-play on the radio?
What is the station?
It's KCAL.
Okay.
91.7.
KKAL.
99.7.
KKAL.
All right,
yeah,
thank you.
They can't find their ass with both hands. They're a bunch of DAs.
They had, like, the entire water polo match on the radio?
Well, they have all the time. Whatever the local college here, whatever Randy Scoble would love to show the South Pauli Mustangs.
Hold on a second.
They'll come in to ready.
Don is taking it. What are you doing right now?
I'm looking up some numbers.
All right.
He's getting on the computer.
We're looking at, we might pursue this, sir. We feel this might be important.
Man,
your phone's breaking up.
Well, we need a live feed out here for sure.
Give me a second.
You know, first, I got to find out how we're doing in this market. Wait a minute. I got to find out.
You got some numbers there?
College women's water polo might actually be pretty good on TV with the pop.
Yeah, I mean, I'd watch it.
Yeah, I mean, if you had an underwater camera.
Right.
TV, sure.
Yeah, and they do, I think, a lot of things during the Olympics. I think they've got an underwater because you watch all the battles that go on below.
If you look real close like I do, you can see Bush.
Mm-hmm.
KKAL.
Okay.
San Luis Obispo, California. Market number 116. Don and Mike show, men 18 to 49. The ratings just released from a 3.7 to a 9.2.
Oh, my God, that's strong.
You don't
take us off for water polo.
Men 18 to 49 from a 2.7 to a 7.8. Overall, the station goes from a 0.9 to a 1.7.
Wow.
I'm guessing that's largely based on us.
It would have to be with the numbers that you just said.
If they're running water polo. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I was going to say we'll have our representatives look into it, but they're looking into other stuff for us right now.
Have you had one too many battles today?
We love you out here, Don.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
We want some live feed, but you're on at 5 at night. I'm a working class dog, like Rick Springfield, you know?
All right, I'll put it on my list. Sorry.
Happy fellow.
Get in line. I got a list. All right, what is this I got on Westwood One? Now I'm on the Westwood One site. Don and Mike show, ratings success.
Mm-hmm.
Delivers ratings, delivers revenue, delivers results. WJFK Washington.
Retain
number one status in Washington, first full book in New Daypart.
Uh-huh.
That's nice. Number one, 1849-2554. KQBZ Seattle. Now, why do they do this? This makes the number sound cheaper. Men 18 to 49, up 125%.
Oh, I hate it when they do that.
What if they just put the actual number of what the number
is? Yeah, because it sounds like they're covering up something when they do it that way.
Men 25 to 54, up 92%.
It's meaningless.
I mean, I'll find out the numbers. I'm going to have to go back to the other site, and I'll find out the exact numbers.
Should I think that we got to try a little harder on Seattle if they're doing that, if they're pulling that with our numbers out there?
No, this is Westwood One. I'm on the Westwood One site right now.
But, I mean, weren't you giving Seattle numbers there, up 100%?
No, yeah, I've got on another side all of our numbers. I guess I got to give those numbers to Westwood One.
Yeah, I mean, because when they say 100%, you're going like from one to two.
KSFN Las Vegas, men 1849, up 100%, and men 2554, up 69%. Let me give you the actual numbers.
Hold on. A 0.5 to a 1.
All right, hold on.
It's easier to do that, though.
Yeah.
It's convenient for Westwood One to just do that.
I got all this. See, the thing is, I'm way ahead of them. I got all this crap. Hold on.
Now, is that like a website that's designed for programmers to look at?
Yes. It's called a maximizer, and you have to have an Arbitron code to get into it so I can get our ratings for the markets. KQBC Seattle, men 18 to 49. Well, they're right. It's up about 125%. From a 3.7 to an 8.2.
Yeah.
Well, that's huge.
That's good. They should give them.
Yeah, that
men,
would be better.
Men, dumbasses.
25 to 54, up from a 2.4 to a 5.7.
Then don't give the percentages. I thought they were giving percentages because they were low numbers.
Las Vegas, KSFN.
Hold on. Give me a second.
You get the ratings from Las Vegas?
Yeah. Just a second.
I think we're doing well out there.
Okay.
KSFN, men 18 to 49. All right, well, listen, we'll take this. Up from a 1.1 to a 2.2.
That's fine.
Just put that, though. Don't put up 100%.
No, that doesn't tell us anything. It doesn't tell a radio program or anything, either.
Men 25, 54 from a 1.3 to a 2.1.
Of course, you can't tell a radio program or anything anyway.
Right, you are.
I guess you can't. All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you, because it looks to me like the ratings for the station in San Luis Obispo appear to be pretty good. I don't know why the hell they'd be preempting us for a
very strong
girls' water polo.
Well, maybe they're radio people.
Splish splash.
That's always a possibility. If they're radio people, they would do that. Hey,
I don't know.
How you doing, Phil? Listen, I'm the sales manager. If we put on this water polo match, the car dealership's going to spend an extra $850.
Yeah.
Wow, do you still have a bottle in your drawer?
Who knows? Well, you can check out some of that. I mean, if you're interested, you could go to westwood1.com. Or at least now they have us now. This was one of the issues I brought up last week.
Good.
At least we're now listed with the rating successes on Westwood One. For a while, you clicked on this icon on the Westwood One homepage, and it would say rating successes, and we weren't listed.
Yeah, duh.
So,
ouch.
So that was one of my requests, one of my small requests this week.
Good.
How about just including us there just when you click on the icon?
They got to fight for everything in this company.
Not that anybody's ever going to go to that website or give a flying F about it, but what the heck.
Right. Do that, and when you see me, wave.
And we'll, you know what, we will look into the situation in San Luis Obispo to find out what the hell's going on there, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, Craig Wilson. I want to give this column the full amount of time. Let's go the rest of the break with this column.
Do you want to start from the top?
Absolutely.
To get the proper rhythm?
You bet I do.
Very good.
Because, frankly, I want to tell you something. Since we've been reading this guy's columns, this MF-er has been cheating you out of the quality journalism he had offered in the years previous before we started reading these on the air.
I think we've given Craig Wilson a hard time in weeks past, but I will tell you today's column is a masterpiece.
There's nothing about football logos. There's nothing about retarded cousins. This is all about a beautiful garden.
Very good.
All right. From USA Today. The final word. By Craig Wilson.
I got money for Christmas this year. Nothing more than feeling. But there was a catch. I couldn't spend it on just anything. It was to be spent on our garden. Anything I wanted to do.
Feelings of my partner, Jack, gave me the gift. I thought it was a very generous sum. I was a fool, of course. And I realize I'm going to be able to afford a flat of impatience and perhaps a bush. And maybe a pot to put them all in. But not much more.
I know, because I spent last weekend talking to a number of landscape architects. Each arrived with a different vision of what our garden should be.
One was so taken aback by the unassuming entrance to our townhouse that he spent 20 minutes out front verbally redoing the entryway before I could even usher him into the back garden, which he promptly proclaimed sweet. He meant small.
His first suggestion was to demolish the brick wall and yank out the climbing hydrangea.
As if he had a crystal ball that only he could read, he kept saying things like,
I see wide gates that swing open to the lane. And I see a staircase here that would take guests up under the roof.
He could also see bamboo
and a water element,
which is what they call fountains these days.
I saw a man who was not going to redo our garden.
Climbing the social ladder in his bench-made shoes. He dropped so many names during his visit, I was tripping over them more than I was the undulating brick floor that needs to be replaced.
His estimate? How gauche of you. He was a founding member of the If You Have to Ask the Price Club. None was given.
The next guy looked like he lived in Manhattan and only went out after midnight. He was in the obligatory all-black outfit, right down to the oversized portfolio he carried under one arm. It contained photos of previous projects.
He did not want to tear down any walls or build stairways to the stars, but he kept asking trick questions about what was already there.
Questions like, do you like this climbing hydrangea?
I thought I did. But the way he asked filled me with self-doubt. The same way a waiter at a fancy restaurant can unsettle me.
Oh.
When I order the cheapest wine on the list, and his only reply is,
I finally said I did like the climbing hydrangea, and I hope we could keep it in the mix. I fear that was the wrong answer. He said he'd get back to us with his plan and cost estimate. We haven't heard from him since.
The third guy. Can you turn the music down, please?
The third guy arrived wearing jeans and a t-shirt and looked like his hands might have actually touched soil at some point. He also looked like a guy who knew what a burpee seed was.
Oh, no.
He drove a truck.
Oh.
He looked over the situation, pronounced our birch tree dead, said we should widen the garden stairs for better access, replace the patio floor with flagstone, and then it could start immediately since things in the gardening world were slow this time of year.
What about the climbing hydrangea, I asked.
What about it, he replied.
Excellent question, I thought. And for that, he remains in the running.
The title of today's column, To Grow a Beautiful Garden, starts with lots of green. The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
The last guy was wearing t-shirts and jeans and he drove a truck.
So let me see if I got this straight.
Oh my God.
See if I got this straight. Get it? Let me see if I got this straight. For Christmas, his boyfriend gave him money. Right?
Someone did.
No. It says when my partner Jack gave me the gift, I thought it was a very generous sum.
Right. Yeah.
So his boyfriend gave him some money.
Gave him some money, and he wants to spend it on their garden.
He wants to buy.
I mean,
some,
do you get any better than that?
Pretty flowers.
Ah, sure.
You can't.
They'll have a good time.
You can't beat that. Guy's boyfriend gives him money for Christmas, and he wants to buy flowers.
It sounds to me like the first couple of guys that come over to do their landscape architecture are kind of like not attractive guys. He talks about the guy wearing all black. He talks about the name dropper. And then, you know, like Brad Pitt shows up driving a pickup truck wearing jeans and a t-shirt. He's all goo-goo.
Third guy arrived wearing jeans and a t-shirt. It looks like his hands might have actually touched soil at some point. And who knows what soil might mean.
I'd like you to come back in the summer when it's hot. Then you can work in my backyard.
He looked like a guy who knew what a burpee seed was.
Really, don't spend
Come here, I've got some burpee seed for you.
Listen, there's no need to spend all this time on the front entrance. I'd like you to work on the rear entrance.
I understand you drive a truck. Is that a stick?
Oh, Craig. God damn it, Craig. You're great.
Craig, you and your partner Jack and your climbing hydrangea have given us a lot of pleasure today.
I want to say thank you, Craig. We knew we'd win in the end. You'd go back to writing about the topics we loved back in the office. Back when you were taboo.
You keep talking about your bamboo near your water element.
You keep talking about your partner, Jack. And you keep talking about the third guy arriving wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And more talking, please, about touching soil at some point.
And you're flat of impatience near your bush.
Water element.
Excellent question, I thought.
Yeah, there you go.
And for that, he remains in the running.
He remains in the running. That's so untrue. He's won.
Right.
He's totally victorious. He was victorious when he wore the tight jeans. So you know they're tight.
Skin tight.
Hip huggers.
Absolutely.
Refrigerator man crack.
You know, we could add so much to this column. Just, you know.
He was wearing jeans. I don't think he was wearing underwear. He smelled of musk.
His hands looked like they'd actually touched foil.
Touched that. Butt foil.
I soiled myself when he got out of his truck.
He asked such good questions.
Like,
where did you get those shoes? I love what you've done with your hair. It's a beautiful place. What time does Jack get home?
Jack.
My partner, Jack.
I hate it when waiters at fancy restaurants unsettle me.
No, I truly do.
Leave me alone.
When I order the cheapest wine on the list and the only reply is,
You don't think I'm special because I ordered the inexpensive wine?
Craig Wilson from USA Today, goddammit.
To grow a beautiful garden, start with lots of green.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Jack, look at him. He's got jeans and a t-shirt,
and he drives a truck.
What could I get? What could I get, Craig, for Christmas? And then he finally hit me. I'll just give him money and let him buy whatever he wants.
And I'll give it back to Jack in a way because I'll build a beautiful garden.
That we
for
can,
our home.
We can share it together.
A stairway to the stars.
Make sure we have a nice water element.
Yes, next to the bamboo pole.
Oh. Okay, well, he gives. He gives.
Beautiful. Man, today was just, I wish they were all like this.
That's a great one. Craig Wilson, USA Today. Mm. Thank you. Sorry you got fired from the show, Rudy. Sorry. We got to get our laughs somehow.
Absolutely.
We are up on a break. And listen, now, you bitches, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
H to the Izzo, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, this is not too confusing for me.
Hold on. Was there some kind of meltdown during the break?
I just figured it out right here. Never mind. Got it. Right here.
What was it?
This button right here.
That controlled the whole board?
One little button controls the entire board. We got it fixed. We're under control. I can hear now what's happening.
Squisita!
Mike, thank you for helping out with that.
I was not really
sure. Commercial.
You said that the whole control board was dead, right? That's what happened?
My part of it was dead. I could hear nothing on my part of the control board.
Well, Don, I'll have you know I did that commercial in a conversational style.
Well, good. Joining us now, everybody, from One Life to Live.
Good friend of this show.
Please say hello to soap opera star Tim Stickney, who plays RJ on One Life to Live. Tim, tonight, Don and Mike Gunnerballs against... Now, do you have a name for your team, the One Life to Live gang?
We should be... ladies and gentlemen, making it up on the fly.
Yeah, we're the background players.
The background players. Yeah. Tonight, we'll be at Bullmore Lanes. Yeah, give Tim some headphones there. Now, you on a break from shooting the show right now? Is that what you're doing right now?
No, you know, I think we're the only show that still runs it this way. In the morning, starting like between 6 and 7, we do dry, where you just come in and get your blocking. You do that till 10 a.m.
Right.
Then you do camera blocking. So the crew's there, and they see where you're going to stand, who's in the shot, all that kind of jazz.
Yeah.
And that ends around 11 noon, which is now. We're at lunch.
Ah.
So you kind of came over here on a dead run, didn't you?
Well, I got in late because I'm last. We had Ty. Who is he now? Troy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had a passing in the family, so okay. He has to get out of town as quickly as possible.
In real life or on the show? Oh, in real life, okay.
So I'm last so he can get out, but I should make it in time. We should be out by 7:30.
Okay. Okay. So you will be at the bowling alley by about 8 o'clock tonight, yeah, I hope. Yeah.
Jesus, Tim, that is a long day.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of lucky. I'm built for theater, so nighttime right. is still, even though we work a day shift.
You sure are built for theater.
I can take bumps.
Speaking of Craig Wilson.
He was back today.
Oh, yes, he was. With a vengeance.
So, Tim, who
do we have?
Are you bringing to bowl against us tonight? Joe, we can lose the music now. We know that he's from the soap opera.
You want the good news or you want the bad news?
Bad news first.
Bad news first.
Okay. Because she is on the other side of the country, yes. Ms. Tognoni's in L.A., we missed her by days. That's, you know.
Oh, okay. My blonde babe, my blonde bombshell.
All right. Yeah, Hillary, Nora.
Yeah.
Has also escaped.
Okay.
Got a day off because of the switcheroo.
All right. No Hillary. No Nora.
Well, you know, I'm still coming. I want everybody to know that.
I'm working on Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine
I heard you all this morning, so I grabbed her in the hallway.
Oh, Catherine is... Oh, that's
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Right.
Lindsay might be there.
Honey, if you're listening, I love you. I love this broad Lindsay on One Life to Live.
Very good. Yeah, she's carrying a lot of the show, and we're doing doubles in a day, so she's beat. But I told her she doesn't have to bowl.
Okay.
She can just come.
Just has to show up, yeah.
Okay. Now, the definites, let me see. Nathan, Hank.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the picture here. Oh, now that's the guy, the black guy who used to be married to Nora. Right?
The police commissioner.
Who works with the DA.
Oh, and by the way, we do that betwixt us.
DA?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
I was loving that.
All right. DA from the show is going to be
That's
there.
Good. Major star.
Right. Okay.
Shoot, where's my little poem? Because I'm memory.
We're going to find out.
I will give it for those of you who watch
the
show.
Space, you know.
Now, let's give the character names who, you know, his character on the show. He's coming tonight. RJ is going to be there for you, RJ.
RJ.
Right, and Hank,
that's his name on the show, Hank.
We got Jessica.
All right, hold on, go there. Go to Jessica, let me see which one it is. That's Vicky's daughter, yeah, Mike.
Oh, yes, wonderful. Right. That has been on the show for a long time.
That is Sumero, a Christian.
Okay, hold on, let's click on there. So you've got Vicky's daughter.
Who's coming? Let me see who it is.
Oh, it's one of the pretty boys.
Christian Vega, the young
Christian. Christian. Oh, Lisa's a
international model.
We need a mop in here now, underneath where Lisa's standing.
She is dancing a little jig.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, today, moments ago, I asked Teddy Sears, who is our tall, blonde bartender bad guy.
Okay, hold on. Go to his picture. Let me see him. Teddy, is he there? At least on the web. Teddy Sears?
He's new. He got a contract recently. But
okay.
Yes, ma'am. He's hot.
He's hot.
I hate to have to. Yes.
Okay. You got any other?
Put Brent Space on his pecs. It's ridiculous.
Is Max Holden coming?
I'm working on him. He's in with me today. His wife can't make it because she has a performance starting tomorrow night.
Oh.
She's singing songs from her album.
Okay.
Lisa, this is a windfall for you.
Yeah.
This is a windfall for you and all the women that listen to this show.
No, I just want to say that if...
Well, if your lady shows up...
Then I'm set.
My blonde Italian babe is... I'm a left coast?
You know, yeah,
so just
man.
Pass along my best wishes.
That reminds me, Mark Derwin is cute, right? Ben.
Oh, Ben. Ben Davidson's going to be there, Mike.
What are you getting? What RJ look at me for and get all excited about that?
Ben Davidson.
You know, he does look like, I have had a running joke that he looks like one of my best friends, Jimmy Cover, and Ben is going to be there. I don't watch that show without saying there's Jimmy Cover again.
You're right here.
That's good. Major star on the show.
So you, Jimmy.
You'll make it for me if Lindsay Rappaport, and I remember she was married to the other guy before.
Right.
Her real name is Catherine...
Hicklin.
Catherine, any chance she's listening right now?
No, because she's running lines with Ty.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Baby, me love you long time.
Well, this is going to be a good time.
Really, me love you long time on One Life to Live.
We're going
to
get all the soap stars out there tonight and do our very best to make sure they don't show up for work tomorrow.
And we have a few people who I haven't gotten definites. They're young women who've been causing trouble on the show. They were at the bar, the tall, thin model.
Tim, anything you can do.
Yes.
Even out the hunkage.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a couple other the young hunks whose names you might not know who also. BJ, Brandon, who's Seth.
BJ.
Well, he's from out, you know, the big wide open spaces, and we're trying to tell him he really should work on the Brandon. BJ sends a bunch of signals he might not want to.
Correct.
You know.
Wow. So anyway, it sounds like you're going to have a gaggle of the gang.
Yeah, as many as can, you know, and a lot of them live down there, I'm finding.
Great. So, tonight, 8 o'clock, we'll be taking on RJ's gang.
Backdoor players? What is it?
Background players.
Yeah, Tim Stickney, who is RJ on One Life to Live. We will be taking on his team tonight in bowling. Let me ask
you. Yeah, I know that your hunk is going to be there, Lisa. I'm happy for you.
Is it David or is there another?
David's the guy she
Meanwhile,
likes.
Gina Statutory's out in California.
Yeah. Gina Statutory, right.
I knew it was going to happen. We got moved back, and then I realized you were out of town. I thought you were here. And
let me ask you.
You know, I had the whole fantasy going out. No, don't throw it that way. Let me show you.
But maybe people want to do it again. And maybe for a charity.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, Lisa. This guy that you like, this David on One Life.
He's one of the pretty boys.
Yeah, hold on. I have a question. Go back to his picture.
Right.
Is he a 6.5?
6'4".
rate him, Lisa.
You gave Rob a 6'5 yesterday. Rate this guy.
Go ahead and rate him.
What do you give him?
That's the only picture I've ever seen of him.
What do you give him?
Oh, you've never seen him on the show?
You know, what do you give him?
I've seen him on the show a lot. He's a lot of camera time.
Seven
Ooh, a stuttering seven.
Four. Seven niner.
She's beside herself.
That might get in there.
Hey, and if Lindsay comes out tonight, you're going to be...
I'm in heaven.
You're going to go mental.
She's my girl. I mean, and now again, it's the basic difference between... The way I look at women and the way you look at women, she's an older broad, but I'm telling you, she's hot.
You mean the way I look at women? You mean as far as the way we perceive women?
Well, when we were rating the women yesterday,
yes,
it seemed to me like Casey Kasem, in your case,
yeah.
As the numbers got higher, the ratings got lower.
You're probably right about that. And I know I speak for Buzz where, you know, any of the extras that are hot.
Of course.
You know, that's very cool with us.
We're fine with that.
Stars of Tomorrow, who are really maybe just a little shallow. Shall we say, hungrier? You know, that'd be A-okay for me.
Starlight.
Yes, siree. I can hear the line now. I find the radio show is a direct pipeline to your success on television.
Wow. Me, me, me. So of all the guys and girls who you think are showing up tonight,
yeah.
And let's start with you, Tim.
I can't bowl.
Do you bowl?
No. Good. You know, I drink socially.
Right. Do you remember the last time you've been out bowling?
Over Christmas, I went to the in-laws, and they enjoy bowling. Mm-hmm. So we went once, and...
How'd you do?
I beat the children.
Okay. did you break 100?
No.
Oh, all right.
Tim, let me ask you a question. Do you think when your coworkers, your castmates get together with us for bowling tonight, do you think we're going to frighten them? Do you think we're going to frighten me? Because let's be honest.
No.
You look at us. Look at Don, myself, Rob. We all get out there. We are not, and I emphasize, not television-type people.
Hey, no. Speak for yourself, Mike. I like to think that 5.1 that Lisa gave me is simply an aberration.
You mean you think it was in real life higher?
I'm television handsome.
And knowing...
I know it. I'm looking at myself in the glass right now.
I've always known that. It's just nobody else realizes it.
TV handsome.
I'm a Greek god.
And knowing that it's all in fun, how do you think your coworkers will feel about screaming in German?
Yeah, we do that.
Screaming in German.
Well, let me, for example...
You know, they're a lot more fun-loving group than I think you realize.
Good. Really good. Right.
Yeah.
Agreeden.
Yeah. Das ist der gut.
Yeah. Das ist agreeden. Nein. Das ist agreeden.
Das ist nicht gut.
Das ist nicht gut.
Das ist
sehr gut.
Das agreeden.
There's a lot of that going on when we go bowling.
We have fun.
Oh, no.
All right, so listen, you get out of here.
I didn't practice. I had every good intention.
No, thank you.
Well, you know, we find these lanes are wonderful. It's a great social atmosphere.
Sure.
And, you get a little equilibrium problem when you get all those fluorescent pins and all that stuff.
Yeah. For all the broads who are going to come down, who watch One Life to Live, are you going to be aloof with our listeners tonight, or will you be accessible?
No, we don't know. We don't do that.
I mean, like, do we need, like, velvet ropes, and do we need to bring...
The thing is, some of the folks live in town, so... You know, just don't walk anyone out.
Gotcha.
They know where they're going.
What Mr. Stickney is saying,
gotcha.
Stalkers, stay home.
Yeah, but, they know what's happening before you do. Right?
But big fans of the show, you got no problem saying hi to the fans of the show who watch the show.
Absolutely not.
And you're going to work on those women that are you troublemakers?
Yeah, see, because I don't, you know.
Yeah.
When I work with the really young actors and actresses, I stay on the other side of the set.
Right.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah. Right.
Because there are a lot of beautiful people.
Right, right.
In the building.
And you're a happily married man.
Yes, I am. And
absolutely.
You know, that's work.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I mentioned to you, I am so queer for the show. I TiVo the show. And I have a question about the show. Two questions about the open and the close of the show. First off, the open of the show. How do you decide the pecking order of whose picture goes where at the beginning of the soap opera?
Yeah. That's executive privilege. Yeah.
Is that a contractual issue with some people?
It has been over the years.
I guess somebody could get it written into their contract where they go in the credits.
They could try. That stuff's always been difficult. They have done that over time.
And am I wrong in thinking the best spot to have is the last spot?
That is the cherry.
That is the cherry spot.
Yeah. Isn't that Dano?
Oh. No, it's Victoria Lord Poon.
No. Yeah, like one of the writers, one of our ex-head writers said, you know, it's her life in The One Life. And I was like, oh, got it.
Okay. Hello. Hey, here's the other question. Right at the very end of the show, when they say, we'll be back with scenes of tomorrow's One Life to Live, What's the deal on the rotation on that? Because I don't hear you do that a lot.
I do it a lot, but you know, see, I'm classically trained, which is a segue. and I can't help it. When you give me copy, I go to General American.
Right.
And so it doesn't sound like Arjun.
Sustain we now a description of a time when Petty lost an overweening tyranny offend the rock of Sting.
It's not as bad as Juilliard. That takes longer to shake. I didn't go there.
All right, I got you. And, the pictures, the still pictures that they have of you guys when they go, do.
Yeah.
You know, with the yellow background.
Yeah.
The network thing.
The bumper. Yes.
Ding. I'm sorry, I watched the show. No, I hate them. I hate them. They're some of the queerest pictures. And the guys, they make the guys stand around with their shirts off.
Right.
And you've got Vicky. There's one of Vicky.
Remember what RJ said, what Tim said. It's her life. It's her life. Right. It's Vicky's life,
baby.
And her many personalities.
That's
supposed to be an honor, you know.
Right. That's an honor to get those.
Be one of those. Yeah, it's a collection of over three seasons now. I was in the first batch.
Okay, all right. Well, if it's an honor, I won't say what I was going to say.
No, but they, you know, I know what you I got you.
Okay. And for real fans, I know you kind of, it's like any other television show, you kind of find out when they give you the script. Are you as bad and as...
Vicky.
Please stop. Are you as bad and evil as you've ever been? Are you going to be doing anything in the future where people are really going to despise
you? He's a better guy on the show now.
Yeah, well, you know, we as a town will be making a lot of parenting mistakes.
Giving away the plot.
I won't tell you.
I like that.
I do need to get one cheap little plug in for something I'm doing. I'm doing something on stage, which I don't get to do very often.
All right.
And this is a really short run. We started rehearsing on the first of this month, just a couple days ago.
Gotcha.
And the performances of Othello. I'm doing the big
Othello.
Yeah, I get to be the man.
Right.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you. Thank you. It's at the Pantheon Theater on 42nd Street. It's just from March 1st through the 16th. You can find out about it at performerweb.com, which is kind of cool. I've never gotten information for a theater in the world.
All right, well, go see Tim do something besides be a bad, slightly good guy with braids on One Life to Live.
For the big Shakespeare fans in our audience, I think this is a wonderful opportunity. I know certainly in Stockton, California, there'll be a lot of people making the trip across the country.
For a lot of our listeners, they think it's Othello.
Yes, Othello.
Like, hey, Othello.
Othello, and they think that maybe he's referring to his penis.
Othello. Othello.
I love that game.
That's for a short rehearsal time. That's a pretty heavy-duty role.
It's speedy. The director, Mark Lang, and I worked together at the beginning of our careers.
Right.
The tour during Shakespeare back, 81, 82.
Let me ask you something seriously, an actor's question. And this I really mean. You got a great gig. You're on a soap opera.
Yeah, yeah.
You make tons of dough. You got a nice life going.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be like a... Why you got to be a serious actor? I mean, for all of you guys, really. Well, why... It's like me and Mike. I'm happy being the guy doing a show where people are going to eat their boogers. I have no higher aspirations.
Well, it's actually the same journey, you know. I'm a dark-skinned, American-born African. So through most of my life, I was heavier. I was always the character guy. I can tell you every guy in a play who has no family, because that was the only role they would cast me in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So... You know, I got out, got older, and I got cast in Shakespeare because it's so long ago, people would kind of accept, okay, a Negro could be there. I've done shows, places where people threw stuff at me when I died, you know.
Wow.
I had to be walked out after.
Oh.
So now I get to, you know, I got away from that. I was playing nurses and normal people in movies before I got the RJ gig, so I had to go back to playing every, you know, the band.
All right, I got you.
So now, you know, I get a month where it's like guerrilla theater, but... I get to say these words again, and I haven't said them for 6 years.
But doesn't doing that, you know, and I'm going to ask you an acting question now, because I kind of dig talking about that. Doesn't that help you do what you do better? I mean, when you
it
do
helps
something like that?
Bring me back, because, I mean, honestly, before I got the RJ gig, I was one of the handful of actors on the East Coast and, you know, further into the country that if you did classical work, you were going to get my picture.
But let's face
it. I haven't, but the words just don't engage you. It just doesn't take the same kind of work.
You don't really have to be an actor to be on a soap opera, though, right?
No. I mean, you could, absolutely not. No.
No, thanks. And I mean that.
You know, we have a resident Shakespeare fan here.
No,
we do.
Isn't
Buzz? Buzz is a Shakespeare fan.
Well, I do. You know, it's a 99-seat house. But
I'd like
to
see it. I'd love to see it.
Buzz, why don't you quote some
some Shakespeare.
You do a soliloquy.
Do one of your silly queens.
Do a silly queen.
The Prince's Speech from Romeo and Juliet.
Buzz Burbank, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, we must have quiet on the set.
Where be these enemies? Capulet. Montague, see what a scourge is laid upon your hate that heaven finds means to kill your joys with love. And I, for winking at your discords, too, have lost a brace of kinsmen. There you go.
That's bravo!
Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm wearing the tights.
Very nice. That's off the top of Buzz's head. That was just like... I can only equate that to that Star Trek where
you do yours.
Picard is talking to the woman and he goes, "For if I have not clutched the rose and seen the rose grow." It's when Picard falls in love with a woman.
I went back to the first series when the murderer, Kodos.
Now do a silly queen.
I don't carry things. All I have are the other people's lines I liked. I always liked Juliet's father when he said, "What? If you be mine, I give you to my friend. If you be not, beg, hang, starve, die in the streets. For ne'er that is mine shall e'er do thee good." Yeah. Look to it. Bethink you, I do not use to jest.
Yeah.
Wow. I've always wanted to say that to somebody's kid. In
great words. Here's some acting.
Great words.
Here's some acting.
See, we, can we write this down on this segment of the show as culture?
Yes.
Does it count?
I think so.
You know, when people really are, you know, writing those articles about
it? I think so. I would just like to take this moment out to mention tomorrow on the show, Booger Breakfast.
Eat ye some boogers.
For thou
shalt thrust thy finger into thy nasal cavity, pulling out this filth.
We are giving away $1,000 courtesy of the Dish Network. Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months free plus free installation. 800-333-DISH. They're giving us $1,000. We're giving away tomorrow on the show. We're having the first 25 people come down, eat your boogers on the show, and we'll select one winner for $1,000.
Pluck thou and ingest.
All right, Tim, go back to work on One Life to Live.
Yeah, I will.
We will see you tonight at Bowmore in Manhattan.
Yeah.
As we take on the One Life to Live crew.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun.
Can I say this? I guarantee victory for the Gutterballs.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
We're going to beat those soft TV people.
Yeah.
Because we're so much better conditioned.
Yeah, because we're blue collar.
Because we...
Mike,
we're just so scary in shape.
But you know these guys, you better wear long sleeves, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know my boys.
Yeah, they're cut.
They may not be good, but they're scary.
Yeah, don't worry, we always wear long sleeves.
I'm going to wear my tightest outfit. My tightest jeans. And I'm going to have my best hairdo. Might get a haircut today. Might get a mohawk.
Okay. Tim, get out of here, Tim.
We'll get out of here.
We'll see you tonight.
Timothy Stickney.
Yeah. RJ from One Life to Live. Bringing some of the big stars down if you're a housefrau or maybe you're just a fag like me or Pharrell and you watch the show.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have more studs than studettes. So, ladies, get down there and enjoy yourself.
Come on down to Bowmore tonight.
There'll be starlets.
That's what Tim's promising. Basically, if he doesn't deliver, our friendship is over.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Hi.
I was going to ask you if you could ask the football star to take the celebrity sex quiz.
Oh, Tim's taking the sex quiz before.
Yeah, we've done that with him before.
He's taking it a long time ago.
And one more thing, Don.
Yeah.
Remember you said anybody could be a DJ?
Yes.
I don't believe that. The other day, when you were imitating the disc jockeys, like leading in the songs and stuff.
Yes.
Not everybody can talk in the pitch of voice that you and some other professionals.
No, yes, they can. Because I want to tell you right now, thank you, though.
I mean, I'm telling you,
any monkey...
I am convinced that Mike can do anything.
Any monkey can do this job. Mm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey there, got a balls. How you doing?
We're doing great. Hi, Joe.
I can't wait to see you guys tonight.
Well, yeah. You know what? The last time we were in New York bowling, no one could get in to see us because of those digs at the Port Authority. So please, come on by tonight.
And you want to know who this is, Mike?
Who?
The kid you gave the money to at Leisure Time.
I remember you.
Oh, the 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, the kid that I gave the money to in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, how about this? How about I give you money tonight so you can get drunk and be happy?
Very good. That's a wonderful idea.
That's nice.
Yeah, because I was really not happy last time, was I?
No. And I'll have the good day to you, Sir Son.
That's right. Well, thank you for taking the money. Did you buy somebody drinks with that money when I gave it to you?
No, I gave it back, remember?
No, you gave it to another guy, didn't you?
Because he was not old enough, yeah.
I gave it to you, and then you gave it to, like, some homeless guy who probably didn't even listen to the show.
All right, whatever. We'll see you tonight.
All right, thanks
for
calling.
How about, hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, man. All right,
appreciate it, dumbass.
Bye-bye. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's up, Don?
Hi.
Hey, Don, I just want to let you know you're not alone. I TiVo One Night to Live and all my children.
Well, then
you're
as queer as I am. Thank you.
Thank you,
my friend. Thank you. Listen, as we go to break, I just want to say I appreciate the person who called to say that this is an art form, because I'm telling you that you could get a monkey to sit right here on this microphone and say it's 1:13, and you're listening to K, C, B, Q.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy as pie. We got the Michael Jordan stuff ready.
Yeah, the satellite link is still up.
Yeah, we're gonna fly with that next. Good. I think.
Oh, and, are they happy?
And Buzz.
Yes.
Oh, I got great news for you.
What's
You're
that?
Gonna be a participant in today's show as well.
All right.
Not on the Michael Jordan part of the show, but a little later in the show, special segment, spotlight on our favorite Buzz Burbank.
Well, very exciting.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. You know us. We're humble. We don't like to brag. But I want to tell you something. This whole Michael Jordan thing turned around because of the Don and Mike show.
Absolutely.
You heard the counseling. You heard the backstabbing, the allegations.
Mm-hmm. And now hear the celebration.
And now the Jordans have announced to the world that they are together again.
Yes.
Share the joy.
And goddamn, he was incredible last night. I watched, I got upstairs after I left your place and watched the last part of the game against, who the F did they play last night? Somebody go Toronto.
Mm-hmm. The Raptors.
He kicked some ass last night.
Sure.
Yeah, things are good on the home front.
Yeah, it's good. It's always good. I feel total empathy for him.
So we, sorry about that.
It's okay.
We'll be back. Michael, Juanita, the Jordans.
Yeah, their joyous celebration.
Live counseling right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You really want to test him out? Why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis.
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him. That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
To believe you. Oh, I love my Beach Boys. Oh, and about the beach, man.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
I know we won't have time today, but make a note, tomorrow, I do want to play you two great Beach Boys tapes that you've not heard before. One is when the Beach Boys are in the studio recording Help Me, Rhonda.
Right.
And their dad is screaming at them.
Oh. He was an abusive parent.
Calling them morons and idiots.
Wow.
And the other one is a tape of Brian Wilson during a concert. Where it's much worse than anything that was on the two CD Live at the Roxy stuff that I played for you. It's like the unauthorized stuff. And what does he call someone? An a-hole, Rob, on that tape?
A butthole.
A butthole. Hey, you butthole. So that's tomorrow's episode. Also tomorrow, please, we got to keep mentioning this. It is the event that has turned our audience upside down.
Yes, it's turned a lot of people upside down.
The Booger Breakfast Show, starting at 11 a.m., show up here at Don and Mike World Headquarters, Branch 2. Ah. We are at WNEW at 57th and 7th in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Come on up to the 9th floor. Tell them you're here to eat your boogers. You can bring a bag of boogers with you.
Bring a bag of boogers with you.
Or you can simply pick and eat live on the air. Either way, you're going to have to pick and eat on the air at least one live booger. We can only have one winner for $1,000. Everyone gets prizes. And we can only take 25 people. So be one of the first 25 people starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
You just heard us talking to Tim Stickney about bowling at Bowmore tonight against One Life to Live. And the big news story yesterday was the fact that Michael Jordan is, well, it's not that he's getting back together, it's that she's letting him back in, right?
She has withdrawn her divorce petition.
That's it.
That is what has happened.
Joining us now in the studio is basketball legend Michael Jordan.
Wow. Hello.
Hell of a game last night, Mike.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that very much. But I'm,
I don't care about basketball. I just wish my voice was lower. I'll tell you right now, what I'm happy about is my reconciliation with Juanita. I think we're going to get her on the phone, and I must tell you, basketball is important, but I'll tell you right now, what's important to me is love. And I have my love back in my life. Wait. My God, what was that?
I don't know. What the hell's going on?
You know, I'm so happy. I'm going to score 70 points tomorrow night.
Dialing on this phone, ringing on this phone. So that's the phone I pick up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so if I go like this.
Right.
And.
What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to figure something out here.
Well, what the hell are you doing? I'm talking about Juanita, and you two boys are picking each other's fingers.
Say hello. There you go.
Hello, is this Juanita?
Hello, this is Juanita Jordan.
Hi, Willie. How you doing, baby?
Oh, hello, my wonderful man.
Hello, baby.
My man.
I love you again.
I love you too, Michaels. Now,
thank you for withdrawing the divorce petition.
I would like to say a few things, if I might, on this fine forum.
Thank you very much. I know it's going to be better than the last time.
We had a very public falling out.
I know.
I would like to thank Mr. Don and Mr. Mike.
I would, too. I would like to thank Don and Mike for being solely responsible for us getting back together.
They let us get on the radio, and they let me call you out for being the Tootie Tang master you was.
I've been a dog, Juanita, and I've changed my ways.
And I've had a lot of people talk to me and say, Juanita, why do you want to let him back in your house?
Well, you know the reason why.
The reason it is, it starts with an L and it ends with a K. And it am called the LoJack. And I put the LoJack right in Michael's penis.
Let me explain. About a week ago, I had a surgical procedure where the LoJack was planted in my, you know what?
Your penis.
I hate saying that, Juanita.
Baby,
just say it, they planted a LoJack on me.
Baby, it ain't in your scrot.
I know.
Baby.
It ain't in my stomach.
It ain't in your taint.
It ain't in my brain.
Baby, it's...
It's right on the end.
It's right in the helmet.
It's right on the end, and it's got a special device that can tell what kind of state I'm in.
And furthermore, I got another cop of LoJack. When it starts raining, if you know what I mean, I get alerted to that as well.
And you know I'm going to behave myself now. I behaved myself last night, Juanita.
I know, because I was watching. I'll tell you right now. Let me pull up my computers here.
Okay.
My computer, and I'll tell you, I am at our suburban home outside Chicago.
That's a beautiful place I bought for you.
But I would tell you right now that you are in the main air studio at W's and EW's.
Yes, I am, Juanita. Boy, that thing's working.
888 7th Avenue. You am sitting in a chair next to a man with curly hairs.
That's right. How can you see that? Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me pull my pants down.
You
can see him. I didn't know it had a camera in it, Juanita.
And I believe, due to the smell-o-vision that I also had installed in your penis LoJack.
Yes?
You are sitting in a chair of a man who had very rich food for dinner last night. I would say that you are sitting in a chair of a man who last night enjoyed calamares for dinner.
Yes, you're absolutely right. How did you know that, Juanita?
Because in your penis LoJack,
yes,
I got all the high techs.
Oh, boy.
I got all the high techs. I got all the low techs.
Yeah, I tell you, it itches. And it ain't like that normal itch.
Don't scratch it now.
Well, you know, it just hurts, Juanita. It's a big thing. It's the size of a pen.
Baby, what did I tell you? I said, you can keep half your money, and you can go have your life.
Okay.
Or you can have all your money, and you just got to let me put this in your penis.
That's okay. I'm not going to take it out. You know I'm not going to take it out.
The only
never taking it out.
The only sad thing for me in all this is my
break up with Mr. Abraham Poland.
Well, you tell him that you're my wife and you are no longer seeing him. Now, you promised me, Juanita, that you would just have one for the road and that would be it.
I told you I took care of him and I pushed his wheelchair down the stairway.
That's right. He can't talk no more.
So he laying down at the bottom of the stair right now.
Is he dead? Did you kill him?
His bone is sticking through his little white arm.
That's a compound fracture.
He said, Juanita, I thought we was in love. I said, I could never be in love with someone who looked like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Now you talk my language, Juanita.
You fool.
That's good stuff, Juanita. You know I like to hear that.
Ever since I first met you at that Bennigan's and you knocked me up.
You're the best good-looking waitress I ever seen.
I had to sue you for the paternity suit for our first child. I said, this is my man. If only I would have got me a low-jack penis so many years ago.
Well, you got it now, baby, and I'm going to be faithful to you.
I don't know, but Mr. Abraham Poland's legs are hanging as lifeless as two big mackerels right now.
That's good. I don't like him messing with my woman.
You're
my woman now, and I'm all yours, Juanita. I love you, baby.
And now, baby, I told you, I would be glad to put a low-jack down in my vanity area.
Baby, come on. That's too uncomfortable.
Well, it's just...
We start doing the nasty, and it's going to be like we're metal on metal.
I told you I'd be willing to let you know wherever I am.
I trust you, Juanita.
Of course you do, because I've never been with no hoes.
Except Mr. Poland's.
Mr. Poland's is no hoes. Mr. Poland's was simply my F-U-F-U.
I understand that, but you're not going to see him anymore, right?
No, he's out of my life, baby.
No, you don't need that. If we put that inside of you, that'd be like bedroom battle bots. That'd be no fun at all.
I can tell right now you shifted your leg. You shifted your weight from your left leg to your right leg.
Hey, you put that inside of you, Juanita. That'd be like pots and pans downstairs.
You better watch yourself.
Yeah, I don't want that. What do you mean? What do you mean watch myself? I got the low jack inside of me.
You watch it. Part of our deal now is you're going to love it. You're going to respect me.
I respect you, Juanita.
Say you love my privacy.
I love your privacy, baby.
Are you going to kiss my privacy like you kiss those other girls' privacies?
When I get home, I'll kiss your privacy, baby. Just don't put that metal thing in there.
And when I give you the oral treats, you can't be on the phone with your friends.
I will not call anybody. Just be you and me, baby.
I don't want to be giving you no oral favors and have you talking on the phone to Charles Barkley.
That's okay, Juanita. You won't be talking to nobody. I swear to God, it's just you and me, baby. That's the way it's going to be forever. And just like you said, I'm going to buy you a brand new car.
Really, baby?
That's right. I'm going to buy you a brand new car, just like you wanted.
I want a new car.
I ain't going to buy you that brand new Rolls Royce that says Abe on it. I swear to God. Abe won ho.
Now, baby, let me tell you something.
Yeah, baby.
Why you get so mad at me because I had a little thing going with Mr. Abraham Poland?
Because I thought about it, baby. I really love you since I met you at the Bennigan's. I swear to God I do.
But you were with the hoes. You were getting oral from one hoe while you was talking on the phone to another hoe. I had sex with a bony white man just to get back at you.
I understand, Juanita. I love you forever, baby, and I've changed. I've changed my bad ways.
And I love you, baby. I trust you now that I know where your penis is 24-7. And I want to say to the world, you listen to me now right now, world. You said Juanita Jordan speaking. I want to thank Mr. Don Geronimo's and Mr. Mike Somera's for saving our marriage.
That's right. Those two guys are good, man. They're better than a Bennigan steak skillet. I like both those boys.
They've done it for us. They made it happen.
Hey, baby, I'm coming home to Chicago this weekend. Going to bring you a big sack of cash.
Hey, baby, you bring me that big tube steak.
You bet. You know how big it is, too, baby.
It's teeny.
Oh, come on, baby. You said you respect me, too.
Baby, I respect you, but I want to tell you something. You got a beautiful black man's body. You're the world's greatest athlete.
Thank you, baby.
But you have the penis of a 2-year-old white boy.
I understand, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to be with you forever, baby. I'm going to come home. You're going to make me them Santa Fe nachos. I love you, baby.
You tell me.
Come on, baby. What's with you?
You tell me what you want. I get it. I'll tell you.
I want you to pleasure me, Juanita. I want you to pleasure me good.
When you
just got kind of carried away.
I'll put my finger anywhere you want me to.
Oh, Drew, baby, you know how much I like that. With my little voice thing. I'll tell you, Juanita, I want it to be better than it's ever been before, okay? I want it to be just like a big, thick shake.
If you want my fingers, it ain't done.
Oh, honey, you are tastier than a grilled chicken Caesar.
I know it.
I love you, Juanita.
I love you, and I want to tell everybody something. When Michael walk around the house and his hand is on the pants and he do the commercial for him,
uh-huh,
it looked like he am smuggling in two Tic Tacs.
Oh, baby, you don't need to tell the world that. Now, why are you dissing me?
Baby.
Why are you dissing me, baby?
Baby,
I tell you, you're just as good as a grilled chicken Caesar.
I want to tell you why. I understand you went to the A&P last night.
Uh-huh.
And you were a bad, bad man. Or maybe it was the man that was sitting in your chair.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't you. It was Mike O'Mara.
It was Mike O'Mara.
I don't know why I'm getting mad at you about that, baby.
Baby, he's going through some stuff right now. Come on, now. You know he's going to get mad once in a while. That's just the way it's going to go.
I know. I only wish that they could work out as well for him as they have for you and for me, baby.
Baby, you are my stuffed mushroom. You know that.
And
you know I loves you.
And you are my baked potatoes.
Oh, fantastic. You're my sour cream.
Baby, you're my pumpkin pie.
You're my chive on top of that sour cream.
Baby, you're the cherry on my sundae.
You're my seasoned french fries, baby.
You're my extra value meal number two.
I got a new nickname for you, Juanita.
What's that, baby?
Death by chocolate. I love you, baby.
And I got a new nickname for you.
What's that?
I know where your Peter is 24/7.
Amen, baby.
Yes, that was that chat, all right.
I got to go.
I got to go, too. I love you, and I want to say again, thank you to the Dons and Mox radio shows.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
They have saved our marriage. I'm letting him back in the house.
Nobody's happier than me, chicken fingers.
All right, baby.
You take care of yourself, Juanita. I'll be home this weekend.
Don't forget, I'm watching you.
I understand. I got the low jack in my penis.
Big, 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 big low jack in that penis.
That's right. I'm doing fine.
Unzip your pants for a minute. Let me look at those boys you're with.
You want a free soda refill?
Unzip your pants. Unzip your pants. Pull out your wiener.
There it is.
Well, hi. Hello there, Buzz.
Hey, look at that. It's got a camera in it. I'm pointing over here.
How you doing, Buzz?
Let me point it over to this side of the room.
How are you?
Wow. Look who that is.
Oh, it's the Grand Master.
I hate that guy.
Congratulations, JJ.
Don't congratulate me, MF-er.
Where am your hood?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I tell you right now, I'm ready to make something spit for the captain.
Oh, now wait, hey. Who is that handsome man behind the console?
That's Don Geronimo.
I want to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby, he's so much more than a 5.1.
But, baby, he drank S water the other day. You don't want to be kissing that man. He's got the S in his mouth.
I'm just saying he's a
handsome. He's got another man's Duke water in his mouth.
I tell you this, he's one handsome man, though, for a white man.
I agree, honey.
He is TV star handsome.
He is absolutely movie star handsome.
Turn that around.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than a side order of honey mustard.
Oh, fantastic.
Turn that thing around and put that on Mr. Michael Merritt.
Here we go. I'm looking at him right now.
I'm blind!
Oh.
I'm blind! No, I'm kidding.
Of course.
He am a handsome man also.
Yes, he is, baby.
Turn it in the next room. Let me see who... Put your penis up on the window and let me see who in the next room.
Okay, I'm looking over there.
Who is that?
That's Mr. Johnny.
Oh, he looked like someone from The Soprano.
There we go. Uh-huh. Absolutely, and that's the producer of that show.
Hello, whore.
Oh.
Hello, whore.
That's not nice, Juanita. Juanita, can I zip back up, please?
Hold on, I like looking around through your penis.
Come on, please, can I?
It's like being on a submarine and I'm looking up through the periscope.
Can I put away my little tiramisu?
All right, you can put it back in this. Oh. Put the horse back in the barn.
Thank you, Juanita. You know I'm always going to be good for you, baby.
I know you will, baby.
Bring you a big sack of cash.
Who is prettier than a... Who is prettier?
What do you
think? Sounds you right for me, Rob? Am I prettier? She be prettier. What the hell did you write for me here? She be prettier.
It was for Lisa. She be prettier than a plate of fried cheese with extra Merino sauce. Marinara sauce.
You know,
Merino sauce, that might be the problem.
He tried to write a joke for me, and I'm reading this, and I'm saying, what the hell is you writing about?
Man, that's no good.
It happened.
She be prettier than a plate of fried cheese with extra Merino sauce.
marinara sauce.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's
you one crazy white man, Rob Speedwagon.
Man, he, I tell you, he is full of hate.
He sure am. Well, listen, baby, I love you.
Love you, baby.
I love you.
You take care of yourself.
You know I will. Don't forget, I'll be watching you.
I understand, baby.
All right, baby.
See you later.
Thanks again, Don's and Mike's.
Yeah, Don and Mike, great guy.
That's a great show.
Sure. Good looking and good, too.
Mm, I'm going to be listening to the Boogie Eaton show, incidentally.
That's a good show.
And I want to tell you something else, Rob Speewax.
Yes?
Are you listening to me?
I am.
Hey, nowhere on God's green earth, you are 6.5.
Oh, understood.
You're a high 2, and that is everyone else is dead except Peter Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
What does Abraham get?
Yeah, Juanita, why don't you just throw some of that broccoli and cheese at him? Go ahead, next time you see him.
He's full of hate.
I got to go count some more of our money.
Take care, baby. I love you.
You score plenty of points tonight.
I will, baby. You're my Bettigans, babe.
I love you, baby. Ever since we met at that Bettigans and you knocked me up and I had to sue you for a paternity test.
Yeah, you gave me plenty of free refills, baby.
I love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Be careful.
Goodbye, Juanita.
Goodbye, Dallas.
There they go, the new happy couple.
Her voice is as low as mine.
So nice to see them back together.
Thank you all, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Michael. Great having you on the show. And glad
Don and Mike and Rob.
Glad things have worked out for you.
Thank you, baby. I want to go score 70.
So Michael.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye. It's always an interesting segment.
There he goes, Michael Jordan. Well, that might be the last installment. The Jordans are getting back together.
Yeah. Happily ever after.
Always fascinating.
We're going to break. I think we got time for something special with Buzz when we come back.
Very good.
I think so. Stay there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, anybody in here can f*** the dick. This is the ultimate, man. F*** you, you hoe. Come and say to my face. F*** you, for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You got man enough to f*** with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white bitch. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, psychic.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight now. We got a choice we can make here. We can either start re-rating the women again, but we're running out of time. Or we can do something. We don't have any music to set this up.
Yeah.
So I'm simply going to tell you, spotlight on Buzz Burbank. Buzz, I'm sorry, Mike, here you go. Buzz Burbank dials for transvestite.
Ah, very exciting.
Wow.
And Buzz, yes. Here is your setup.
Okay.
Your setup is you are suffering post-Super Bowl depression.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So let's, while I dial the number up,
let's call the hoe now.
Let's call, hold on.
I would assume, Buzz, your depression is due to the fact that you are an enormous St. Louis Rams fan.
Now, to get this straight, I'm a transvestite who's depressed.
Yes, you're a transvestite with a woman's name.
Uh-huh. All right.
Have you thought about your favorite woman's name?
Sort of fun.
We're sorry.
Jennifer.
Your call cannot
Jennifer's
be
a little plain. How about Iris?
Iris is nice.
Isn't Iris nice?
That sounds like your grandma's name.
Can you say Iris so we could hear you?
Iris.
Iris, okay. Yeah. Maybe we find a compromise.
I need to know which number I can use. Johnny, which number can I use to make a 900 call on?
Loretta?
I know we've done it before.
I think.
You say that so nicely.
Loretta. Yeah.
You're Loretta.
I guess I am.
And you're kind of a country girl.
Dial 9 first?
No.
Okay. Buzz, when we eventually get through, I think what you should say is I'm a country girl.
Uh-huh.
We're sorry,
gotcha.
But
not your a plain
Jane. No. All right, let me try one.
Kind of a
farmer's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a Dixie from Dukes of Hazzard.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
Kind of a Barbara Bach lookalike.
Uh-huh.
Very exciting.
As she is now.
Yes. Yes.
Little heavy, but still fetching.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Barbara Bach. Who is it?
That's right.
Isn't Barbara Bach the one that used to do Ringo?
That's another Bach. I think that's Sebastian Bach.
No, it's not.
No, it might be the same name. Is it the same name, Johnny?
You mean the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. Come here, Johnny. Come over here.
Oh, okay. Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach.
Barbara Bach is Mrs. Starr.
That's right.
Here we go.
Come on.
Here we go. See my long, firm, and shapely legs.
Maybe it'll cheer me up.
You know they feel so smooth and soft.
Loretta's depressed about the Super Bowl.
All the way down to my tiny feet.
Now remember, Loretta, I have to tell her she's on the air.
I
do it very quickly.
I understand.
Oh, my body gets hot all over when you kiss my soft.
Buzz Burbank
feet.
Dials for transvestites,
aka Loretta.
Loretta, don't forget, Loretta, you're a transvestite.
Right.
Come a little closer.
And may I make a request?
Yeah.
He's wearing a Little House on the Prairie dress.
Rub you all over your heart.
I've already got a plan, actually, for my wardrobe.
Oh, you do? Okay,
you're
I don't mind.
For these hot feet.
Here we go, hot feet.
You get a lot more for only $249 to $399 per minute. And it's sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment.
Yeah, baby.
For customer assistance, call 1-800-777-12.
Oh, come on.
Nah, 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 nah.
Billing will begin 3 seconds after the tone.
Hey, Billis, go ahead. We ain't paying.
Well, has an access fee of $5.99. Please be aware
that's how they get you.
Service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate.
Whatever.
And calls may be monitored for quality purposes.
One moment, please.
Good. Now, Buzz, let me handle the first part.
Yes,
I bet they're going to ask me what phone number we're calling.
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Before I
you're on the air.
You, I need you to verify the last four digits of the number you're calling from.
3636.
That's the number you're calling from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, that's not the same number that I'm showing here on my screen.
About 1067?
No, that's not it either.
Oh.
If you don't know the correct number, you'll have to call me back when you do.
Is this not the number I'm calling around?
It is. The problem is that there's like a local trunk line that feeds it, so when you get caller ID from our station, it never comes up as the 800 number.
No.
I don't think she was really pleasant.
It's always something.
You know what you can do? Call my cell phone, and I'll get the caller ID, and then we'll know the number.
No.
Boy.
How you doing, Loretta?
This is not helping my post-Super Bowl
I understand
mood.
You're a little depressed.
Very depressed.
Can you maybe tell us a little bit about your wardrobe since you said you had something in mind?
Well, I am wearing a gingham frock today with puffy sleeves and the long white stockings.
Gingham, something that you would see one of the wives of Larry Tate on Bewitched wear.
I think so.
Yes.
And sensible and, shoes.
Very good.
I'm sure it's the same cut.
Are they pumps? Or are you wearing heels?
No, they're pumps.
Sensible.
Yes, sensible pumps.
Are pumps heels? Anyway, I guess pumps
actually,
are heels.
That's where they are. But
hey, Rob, come dial yourself.
We can. I betrayed my lack of knowledge.
We can play with that a little bit.
I did
bit.
A 703. It's
fantasy, don't you know?
Can I ask you a question, Loretta?
Yes.
Do you... And since this is developing into the Loretta
might give us a moment. We hadn't planned on this development.
So, Loretta, are there any particular fetishes or things you like to do? I know that when we have Dolores on the show, he likes to make eggs with the with the lady. Is there any particular thing you like your woman to do?
Is that not ringing, Rob?
Did it ring on there?
No.
I of course, as always, I like to be told how pretty I am. That's first and foremost, most important.
See, this works twice. This is going to be okay.
Not so much food for me as dress up. I'd like it if she wore a hat.
Oh, you like it? So you're gonna try to dress your girl?
Is your phone ringing?
Yeah, I think so.
When we get through? You know, all these phone systems here, ladies and gentlemen, are designed for
caller
the protection.
ID not available.
They're designed for the protection of the dollars that come and go into this large broadcast.
I need a phone number where I can make a goddamn 900 call on. Please.
Now, besides wearing a hat, what will you ask your lady to do?
I'd like her to wear a hat and a tie and maybe a gentleman's jacket.
Ah, so you want her to go the complete opposite of you in your gingham frock.
Exactly. I think we'll make a nice couple.
What color is your gingham frock?
A blue and white check.
You have?
Yes. Perhaps too much thought.
You have given this some thought.
Perhaps too much, yes.
Sensible shoes, a gingham frock.
Right, in blue and white with puffy sleeves and the knee-high white socks.
What do you like to do, Laura?
Well, like I said, first I like to play dress-up and be told how pretty I am.
Exactly.
And then after that, it's up...
Not how pretty you are, you said you're a pretty girl.
Yes.
You wanted to say you're a pretty girl.
Please go through.
Hold on, I might have finally figured out a way.
Got it.
Got it.
You got it?
And I got the last four digits.
Well, I'm looking forward now to finally getting one of these hoes on the line so you can tell her about all your fetishes, Loretta.
Okay.
I know you're getting a little pitted out in your gingham frock.
You need to be cheered up.
Don't forget now, first I got to tell the whore she's on the air, even when she asks for the last four digits of the phone.
Right.
And tickle my tiny toes with your tongue.
Right. Very excited. Right, whore.
Come a little closer and let my tiny size 5 feet with the
hot... Get ready for Buzz Burbank, dial for transvestite.
Loretta Burbank.
Uh-oh, you must be 18 for these.
Uh-oh. Be Loretta Elston.
Loretta Elston. Oh, or just Loretta.
Disperse the man, a family name.
How about, can I make one more request? I promise I won't tell you to. Lady Loretta?
771. Lady Loretta.
Can you be Lady Loretta?
I see no problem with that.
Because really, good transvestites sometimes have a lady in front of their name.
Each call has an access fee of 5 minutes.
Hey, you think you have the right last four numbers? Very exciting. As we get close to talking to a real live woman.
Hold on, everybody. I sneak this part back.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the Air Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
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 Before I can connect you, I need you to verify the last four digits of your phone number.
Of course, baby. 6035.
Thank you. Have a good time.
Thank you, honey.
Wow, that was nice.
Yeah, very nicely done.
So, now we're ready for Loretta.
I'm ready.
Now you got to let me tell the second girl she's on the air as well.
Right, right.
Before I turn it over to you, Loretta.
Thank you, with you. Press 1.
Lady Loretta.
Ooh, for a
lady, lady Loretta.
You want to just press 1, Rob? Do you remember?
L squared. 1. Yeah, 1 will do it.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Star.
Press 1 for a live triple X toe sucking uncensored.
That'll be
press 1.
Take it back to the main menu. You can
that
press
be
star at any time.
We want a live girl that I'll take.
Press the star.
Right.
And it said live toe sucking. And Lady Loretta loves to have her toe sucked.
Buzz Burbank dials for transvestites.
As elsewhere.
Lady Loretta. Loretta.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show, you are on the air.
Hi. Hi.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
What's I thought you were talking to somebody else.
No, what's your name?
Oh, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hey.
Hi. I'm Lady Loretta.
You're Lady Loretta?
Yes, I'm a transvestite, and I'm very, very depressed.
You're a transvestite?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. And I like to be called Lady Loretta.
Well, yeah, who gave you that name?
Well,
Lady Loretta?
I made it up myself.
That's
you like
pretty,
oh, thank you. I like it when you say my name is pretty.
It is.
I'm just a country girl.
You're a country girl?
Yes, but I'm very depressed today.
Why?
Well, I guess it's a post-Super Bowl letdown.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very bummed about the Rams. How about you? You like football?
I Rams.
You like
I the Rams? Before the Rams were going to whoop that ass.
See, that's what I thought, too, and hence you must share my depression.
At the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that always the way?
Tell her you're pretty good.
I know.
You know, what I need, Sandra, to cheer me up?
What do you need?
I need you to tell me, Lady Loretta, that I'm a pretty girl.
Lady Loretta, you are a pretty girl. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank
you. You can get anybody you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like my dress?
Oh, you know that.
I'm wearing... Do you like what I'm wearing?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a gingham frock with puffy sleeves and knee-high white socks and sensible shoes.
Really?
Yes.
You're a gorgeous thing.
Thank you.
Ask if you'd like me to take the shoes off.
I think I look good in it. Would you like me to take...
I would love to take a picture of you and hang it on my wall.
Oh, sure. Would you like me to take my shoes off first?
Yeah.
Gets me off is when you talk about
but I'm,
feet.
I doubt, you know, I bet feet you can't get me off.
I can't get you off.
I love feet.
A pretty
thing like you, I'll be all over you.
You see, I love feet.
I love big,
Lady
hairy...
Loretta, you like feet?
Big, hairy men's feet.
The bigger, the better. I like really big feet.
Big, giant feet, huh?
Say you'd like her to play with
you. Well, I got a friend that wears a size 12.
Oh.
Ask her if she likes to play
uh-huh.
with feet. Do you enjoy playing with feet?
I like feet.
Would you?
Actually, I like feet. I like to tickle them. I like to get mine tickled.
Tell her you want her to suck.
You have to delete that out.
Would you like to play with my feet?
Sure.
Would you like to suck on my toes?
Ooh, what kind of toes you have?
Oh, they're pretty toes.
Tell her about your fungus.
Please suckle my digits.
Not the third.
Oh, yeah?
Not the third one. You're missing
one.
A nail.
Not that one. It's a little fungal.
I can suck on the middle one.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Just not the one on the end.
Why?
Well, it's not well, as you can see. It's
missing a nail.
It's a little miscolored.
I'm going to taste it.
No. Oh, you are a naughty girl.
Tell her now that you want. Tell her now that you want her to call you a bitch.
You wouldn't mind calling me a bitch, would you?
No, bitch.
Oh.
Bitch Lady Loretta.
Oh.
Bitch Lady Loretta.
Say pretty bitch Lady Loretta.
Ask her what your
bitch lady.
Ask her what your toes Loretta. Taste like.
And what would you say my toes taste like?
I think they taste like. Cherry juice.
Oh.
You like cherry juice on your toes?
Oh, that is so nice.
Cherry juice.
Would you like to try the other foot now?
Yes, I would.
Ask her if there's any cheese.
I'm going to pop the big toe in first.
If there's any cheese in this juice.
Do you enjoy cheese with your cherries?
Yes, Lady Loretta.
Eat your toe cheese.
Strong.
Tell her to eat your toe cheese.
Please enjoy the cheese that comes with my cherry toes.
Ooh.
You'll find a little between each one.
Mmm. Open.
Now have her say, Lady Loretta.
Right out.
Say, I want your opinion.
I hope you got a lot between that.
Lady Loretta.
Now here's what I need.
Lady Loretta.
I need you to say, Lady Loretta.
I love it when
I
you
love
eat
it.
I love to eat your toe cheese.
I'd love to eat your toe cheese. Just say that to me, please. I need
Lady
that.
Loretta, I love eating your toe cheese.
Oh, thank
your
you.
Your toe cheese is good, Lady Loretta.
Oh, you are good.
Ask her to pull one of the toe hairs out with her teeth.
I ever had.
Now, if you don't mind, just with your teeth, just a little bit, biting the hair on the top of my toe and the knuckle there, and just sort of pull it out.
Ooh, like this?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Mmm.
I enjoy the pain.
Mmm.
Oh, you're a very naughty girl. Oh, listen.
Okay, all right. Now tell her, go to the other foot, and then when she starts, say, I was kidding. I don't have another foot.
Okay.
No, it's a club foot.
It's a club foot.
Now,
it doesn't have any toes.
And now the other foot. A trick question. I have no other foot.
Lady Loretta.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just have one foot.
It's a club foot.
Have one foot?
Yeah, it's sort of a club foot.
The club foot?
Yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the club.
Does it ask her that? Ask her if that club foot turns her off.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh,
I like that.
So, my.
As long as if you have one foot, it has cheese in it.
My club foot doesn't turn you off?
Ask her to bite your calluses.
And now, there's a little callus on the side of the small toe. You wouldn't mind chewing on that a little, would you?
Oh, not at all.
Oh, you're the best.
I'll nibble on that.
Lady Loretta couldn't be more pleased.
If you ask her, show us.
Oh, Lady Loretta.
Ask her, show us to tongue your bunions.
It's cherry cheese toes.
Can you tongue my bunions?
Yeah.
Oh, no one does it better.
Oh, yeah.
You have Lady.
Oh, yeah, Lady Loretta.
You have made Lady Loretta very happy.
I have?
I'm feeling less depressed about the Super Bowl.
Feeling
now.
Less like a bitch.
Good. That's what I want you to be.
Tell
happy.
Them that, tell your calluses look like.
Feeling a little less like a bitch.
I'll your do calluses, anything, your bitch calluses, Lady Loretta.
Your calluses look like little white gummy bears.
My calluses, I hope you see it this way. To me, my calluses look like little white gummy bears.
Oh.
Aren't they cute?
Uh-huh.
Now, lick the raw spots from the athlete's foot on the heel.
The strawberry kind?
Just one more request, if I may.
Yeah?
The athlete's foot, can you lick the athlete's foot?
Mm.
The little red patch?
Right on the ball of your foot.
You are wild.
And now,
say she's making you bleed.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
Careful, you're making me bleed.
I am?
Yes. A little more gentle, please.
Okay.
Ask her she's getting turned on.
You know, I'm just a country girl. Does this turn you on, too?
Yes, it does.
Finally.
Right. So please.
Fondle my.
So different.
Fondle my decaying, lifeless
for me
pinky
and for you.
Toe.
Now, if you'll just fondle my decaying and lifeless pinky toe. My
oh, Jack, you mean, can I jack it up and down?
Yeah, ask her if she can bite it clean off.
If you want to, you can bite it clear off.
Tell her your toe is blue.
Oh, see how blue my toe is?
Uh-huh.
It matches the green in my dress.
Ooh.
You can say, tell her she can do whatever she wants with that because you can't
now,
feel it.
And now you can do whatever you like with that toe because I have no feeling there.
Oh, yeah?
You see,
I'm diabetic. Can I put it in my butt? Can I put it in my butt?
Yes, yes.
Oh, we'll tell her again.
Yeah. You see, the reason my toe is blue,
uh-huh.
I'm diabetic. You don't mind, do you?
And don't be afraid
of
me.
Nice. And please,
I have full blown AIDS.
Don't be afraid of me, just because of the full blown AIDS.
I got it from Tony Siragusa.
I got it from Tony Siragusa. Have you ever heard of him? You will.
See, you're getting so excited you need a candy bar.
I'm so excited. I really, you know what I need now? Right now I need a candy bar.
Now, Buzz, shut her. Just shut her. Head out. She got the message. Up. Yeah. Say now. Just say yes. I'm done with
those
you stupid bitch.
Are those people in your office?
Oh,
it's the TV.
I'm done now. You stupid bitch.
Well played, Buzz. Bravo, Buzz.
Thank you.
Buzz Burbank. Just playing a character. That was fantastic.
In the role he was born to play.
That was special, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it ain't exactly Shakespeare, but
it's going to be a hell of a segue, I'll tell you that.
That was worth the wait to find a phone line that finally would allow us to do the 1-900 number.
Oh, my God.
You know, I think the last time we did that was a couple of months ago with the Frankenstein tapes. Right. That's two times in a row now.
Yes.
We've had great phone whores on that hot foot line.
You know, and I see a new trend. You know, we try to make the caller as unappealing as humanly possible,
sure.
and see how long they'll stay on the line.
And we had to dump out because she was getting nasty,
right,
Loretta.
Sandra seemed to enjoy that, and I'm going to remember that.
I really think the next time anybody dials for transmission, we just make them horribly disfigured.
let's go to Loretta right now.
All right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Loretta.
He made it up.
Loretta.
Yeah.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, an update on the Olympic American flag controversy.
Ah, controversy. You got that right, Loretta.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming
up
on the Don and Mike
Show. That was very...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
You sure do. Now listen, tomorrow on the show, it's the Booger Breakfast Show.
Yum, yum.
Wow. Which can only limit us to the first 25 people to show up here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, our northern headquarters, the WNEW in Manhattan, 57th and 7th. Coming up to the ninth floor tomorrow morning, starting at 11 o'clock. You may bring a bag of boogers with you, a bag of dried, crunchified boogers.
BYOB.
Yes, but tomorrow you must also, at some point, pick a live booger and eat it in front of us. These are the rules that have been ordered by the Infinity Judges.
Bring a big bag of boogers and be ready for the big booger eat.
We are giving away $1,000 tomorrow, courtesy of the Dish Network. Get Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months. Reinstallation, 800-33-DISH. Tomorrow it's the booger eat-off. Show up starting at 11. Like I say, first 25 people get to play. Also tomorrow on the show, we'll have the recap of the bowling. The Gutterball is tonight against One Life to Live.
Oh, boy.
The soap opera will be at the fabled Bullmore Lanes in Manhattan.
Great.
We'll be there starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Love to see you. And tomorrow on the show also, a mystery guest who we've never had on the show before. Everybody is eligible to play, including you, the home listener. I will tell you that it is a TV star.
Big TV star?
Let me just say,
TV star. Should never ask those questions because, you know, I'm good at the mystery guest game, and I ask questions that immediately narrow the field.
He was the star of a hit television show.
Good enough for me.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And say, you like that, huh? So wow. That's all coming up on tomorrow's episode. Oh, and the rating women. Right. We didn't get to it today. We'll get back to the list tomorrow. I promise. Hold on. Who's on the phone? Oh, it's house guest, Mr. 40.
Hey. No.
Well, here you are, only 48 hours late, calling in to say, how did you enjoy the Super Bowl party at my house? You have a good time, 40?
The most gracious host, most gracious, you know, even though you had to drink the tea, it was all good, though.
Yeah, it was not. Well, we discussed that. I was not happy that the Rams lost, but 40 was great having you and the baby 40 and Mrs. 40 out at the house.
And Grady Smoke and his lady.
Cool. Yeah, I couldn't get through earlier this week. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But you know, how long does it take you to drive up there?
What, to where I live?
Nah, up to New York.
To drive to New York, less than 4 hours.
Less than four?
Yeah.
Because you know I'm trying to make it up there for tomorrow, right?
Are you coming up for the book? Oh, are you coming up for BM?
Yeah, how many times I try to get that cat to come down to the studio,
man? Oh, wow. Listen, 40, here's what you do.
He's been to the studio about 100 times. He never showed up. Man, I don't want to hear that he wasn't invited.
All right, 40, here's
what
you do.
Very good.
You get on 95 by College Park. I'm sure you know how to do this. You go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel in Baltimore. You get on the New Jersey Turnpike. You get off at the Holland Tunnel. You make the turn where it says Uptown. And boom, you're going to be right on 8th Avenue.
Plenty of parking.
In less than 4 hours. See, the problem is I got a studio session tomorrow night at 7.
You'll be back home in time.
You think I can make it?
Sure. I have left, and now this is no lie, I have left the city at 3 o'clock and been home at 7 o'clock.
Sure.
Because you beat the traffic. You have to take the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel. Am I right, Johnny?
Right,
thank you.
Might be quicker if you take the train.
40, we'll see you tomorrow.
I have fun tonight.
Okay, we will.
You didn't mention that I beat you up here the other night.
Oh, by 10 minutes. But you did, Mike. Mike beat me up by 10 minutes.
A W is a W.
Mike beat me up here by 10 minutes. He took the train.
Yes.
All right. See you, Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I think Mr. 40 was
still
40-rific.
Still drunk. Still drunk from Super Bowl Sunday. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Loretta.
Thank you. Hi, how do I look? The first thing you should know is that the tattered flag from the Bombed Out World Trade Center will be raised as the official U.S. flag at the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. That said, a lot of Americans were angry this morning when they heard that American athletes would not be allowed to march with that flag at those ceremonies. That was a decision from the International Olympic Committee.
Oh, F them.
They insisted,
F those corrupt efforts.
They insisted this is a worldwide event, not an opportunity for Americans to beat their chests.
Oh, F them.
Not only should we beat our chests, we should beat our meat.
That's
how we should protest.
What we do best. Duport Authority cops.
Beat our meat on a toilet seat.
All the male athletes come in, like in wagons with toilet seats.
Now that would be an opening ceremony.
Beat our meat.
A couple of Port Authority cops are escorting the flag to Salt Lake City today, and they were also bitterly disappointed in the IOC's decision. But now, a source tells the Associated Press this afternoon that the IOC has reversed its decision, deciding that that decision was outside of its authority.
You know, we are on in Salt Lake City,
yes.
And frankly, I'm amazed we've not been canceled. We went on in like 3 months, and they haven't canceled us.
Right.
So we guess whatever station is that we're on there, for the good long haul.
Right.
If someone would call us from Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. at least we could get a feel for the Olympics, because other than our friend Michael Weiss,
mm-hmm.
I could give a rat's ass about the Olympics.
See, we've always differed on that. I like the Winter Olympics. I like the competitions they have. But, it just amazes me when the Olympic Committee is going to tell them what... I'm glad they reversed that.
Hey, we're the United States. You know, beat our meat.
Your country can do whatever you want, right?
I mean, why not?
It's our country.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say I'm really excited that I can hear you guys early morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm commuting. They just started replaying you guys in the evening. Now I'm guaranteed to get 100% of your action-packed show.
Yes, we are now occupying not only on our two home stations, we occupy not only our regular time, but also the overnight show as well on WNEW and on WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those people that gets up way early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to hear the show replay.
That's true.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? This is the guy from Salt Lake? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Brian from Mobile.
Oh, Brian from Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile, Alabama.
What can I do for you, sir? I'm looking for a guy from Salt Lake City who's on one of these lines.
Okay, is this Don?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I got a little support for you on the Helen Hunt thing you were talking about yesterday.
Great, thanks. Is this the guy from Salt Lake?
Nope. Is this me? Hello?
Are you calling from Salt Lake City, Utah?
I am.
Okay, great. What is your name?
Mike.
What is our radio station?
It is 12:30 a.m.
what is it, like ESPN Radio or something?
ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio. Yeah. Beautiful. Does anybody in Salt Lake give a rat's ass about the Olympics?
You know, everybody that I talk to wants to leave.
Wants to leave town?
Exactly. I haven't seen that much, though. I mean, the traffic hasn't really increased yet.
Right.
We still got 3 days.
All right. I was just wondering, you know, because I don't care. I know, you know, Mike and I are very different in that regard. I don't care.
Well, I mean, if you know, the way I look at it, as far as Olympics, I'm always interested in the winter as opposed to the summer. I think winter's got more fun events.
And I think the summer's got more. But frankly, I think they both blow.
I think the summer events are going to have a lot more events in the winter. Come on, it's too damn cold out here. It's 20 degrees right now.
Well, maybe, D.A., that's why it's the Winter Olympics.
Well, I know, but...
You know, maybe snow and ice are real helpful to those events.
Yeah.
Duh.
My job. Sorry, yeah. Come on.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Well, there you go. I wanted to...
Pretty cold here, man. There's more stuff to do when it's warm.
They tried to move the events, but the skaters kept drowning.
I wanted the call from Salt Lake City. There you go. There's an official Olympics update.
That's nice insight.
Hold on. Here's another guy from Salt Lake City. Jose?
Yeah, what's going on, Don?
That's your average name in Salt Lake.
It's impossible there's a guy named Jose in Salt Lake City.
New York. I've been living out here for like a couple months now, but it is kind of hectic. I drive for a company, so I'm driving around Salt Lake all day. And I was actually downtown the other day, and it was absolutely crazy.
So it's crazy. What is crazy in Salt Lake City? I mean, really, equate crazy for
really
me.
Really crazy in Salt Lake City? Every friggin' holiday... The liquor store is closed. That's what's crazy.
All right.
Every friggin' holiday.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you have a good day.
Yeah, normally crazy in Salt Lake City is two light cycles. You know what I mean? When you're Don and Mike show. Doug.
Stand for it.
Here's Doug in Salt Lake City. Doug.
Come on, Don.
You know, who knew that we had so many listeners in Salt Lake City?
It's happening.
We love you guys in Salt Lake City. You guys are great.
Thank you. Are you excited about the... D.A. Olympics?
Oh, yeah, we're excited about it. I'm actually even going to the opening ceremonies. I got friends going to downhill and ski jumping and stuff. We're all stoked about it down here.
All right, thank you. I'm just wondering. You know, me, myself, I think I have more fun of the Special Olympics.
Well, I think the Winter Olympics, one of the reasons I like it, there's more potential for disaster.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, like the beginning of Wide World of Sports.
Sure. Yeah. And also, you know, peekaboo, you know, going breaking her leg when they go into the net and stuff like that. It's cool.
Peekaboo Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bow wow. Yeah. You know who still kind of does it for me? That was Dorothy Hamill.
Really?
I've seen her doing some kind of commercial now for if you have a heavy period or if it's a migraine or something like that.
That's bad on the ice.
I don't know.
Oh.
Heavy period. A heavy flow will ruin your presentation when you're out there doing your dance.
Absolutely. And they tell you to skate on me. It's not paying it.
It's hell for your partner.
What happened to you
when your partner has the whole
job? Oh, my God. Password. Look at that death spiral.
Sorry, Scott. Oh.
The password is spin art. Well, with the flag controversy out of the way, apparently, the other thing you should know is the uniforms worn by the U.S. team at this coming ceremony on Friday were made in Canada. The U.S. Olympic Committee says it approached several American designers asking them to create the uniforms, which will also be worn at awards ceremonies, but the American designers unanimously declined. One of those companies was Nike.
Why would Nike...
You know, apparently they didn't appear profitable for them. I know Nike is making some of the jumpsuits, some of the uniforms they'll be wearing during the competition, just not in the opening ceremony.
And that will be the uniform for the United States. Will be the Elvis jumpsuit.
A Canadian red jumpsuit.
Hello, Steve, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
God damn it.
Yo, Don and Mike, I got a song for your booger-eating contest.
All right, go ahead.
Okay,
there we go.
Start picking your nose.
Right.
I'm leaving today.
Okay.
I want to be on Don and Mike and pick my nose.
I'm sorry I interrupted there. That was, I thought that was another call about the Olympics.
Know, I'm glad we got the intro.
That's good pitch. Yeah.
Can you loop that?
The security crackdown's already begun around the Olympic Village at Salt Lake City. Military helicopters have so far shooed away about a dozen airplanes that have violated the Olympics no-fly zone.
Come on, that's huge.
The FAA has banned all aircraft inside a three-mile radius of the village. They say all the violations so far have been accidental.
Buzz, we got to break. I know. Finish this one up, but we got to do a break.
Okay. A terrorism update. Pakistani police say they're closing in on the kidnappers of reporter Daniel Pearl. They say they firmly believe he'll be rescued soon, quoting one official, sooner than you think. And just outside Washington, American Taliban John Walker Lind is asking to be freed on bail. Today the judge said no.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you, bud. That's good news on both fronts.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lorella.
You bet.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Don't listen to your partners behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to call it 100 going here at 877-365-3636. You out there, dial recklessly, okay? Be the 100th caller. Prize package selected especially for you. Remember, your hot gutter balls in action tonight.
Go Balls!
Out of my gutter balls versus the cast of ABC's One Life to Live. You know, for the longest time, we've been bowling now in New York and in D.C. for, how long have we been doing this show? Like 6 months?
Yeah, right. That's about right.
Neither station has ever really given a crap about promoting it or getting involved with it. But tonight, because we're going to be bowling against TV stars,
yes,
I've had like 100 people from the station come up to me and say, hi, it just happened to me again. I don't think we know each other. And I go, hi, nice to meet you. These people I see in the hallway say,
right,
I'm going to be at the bowling alley tonight.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so they're all going to be there.
Everybody's going to be there.
So you guys come on down to it. It'll be a great party at Bowmore in Manhattan. Don and Mike Show versus all of the hunks and a few POAs as well.
Yes.
From One Life to Live, we will start at about 8 o'clock tonight. And here now is Buzz.
Soul singer James Brown denies he sexually harassed a former employee.
Hammony.
The 36-year-old woman is suing the 68-year-old legend for $2 million. She says that during a business trip to his South Carolina home 3 years ago, he touched her bottom.
Hello.
In testimony yesterday, Brown referred to himself as a church-going man who doesn't have time for that.
I had to go to church.
He said he...
Come of it. Never touch your bottom. Church.
Never touched her because,
church,
quote, she's a married woman.
Have a baby. Have touch, touch bottom. Mmm, that ass. Ha, ha, yee, ha, choice.
For the folks with TiVo.
TiVo.
What part of...
Choice, choice. Do you have an ammo? Choice, get a good education. Hey.
Hi.
Choice, touch the bottom. Hey. This is James Brown. Choice, get a good education.
Say to me, how can I be like James Brown?
I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Church.
Get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Go to church.
Doing it, you know. Can I count it off?
Go to church.
One, two, three, four.
Grab some ass. Have a hand. Go to church.
Get up.
Half a hand. Go to church.
Sex machine.
Ooh, grab some ass. Get up.
Get on up.
I must say, I'm here so you can get an ass.
Get food. Sex harassment. Man.
Get up.
Get on up. Grab some ass.
Get on up.
I like to go to church.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Get food. I'm a high end.
Use your phone.
Sorry, boss.
That's all right.
Now my fingers.
For TiVo users, what part of Sunday's Super Bowl do you think they instant replayed the most?
Halftime with Bono.
It wasn't even the exciting last-minute play. None of those. The TiVo company, which spies on its customers for this kind of information, has the answer. TiVo says the most replayed part of the broadcast was the Britney Spears Pepsi commercial replicating a 1950s.
There you are. Told you, I love that. I love that, bro.
TiVo says the Britney takeoff on Robert Palmer's Simply Irresistible came in second to the 1950s ad. That's interesting, since Pepsi says that particular ad didn't test well with preview on
it. I like that commercial.
In sports,
I had to grab her ass in church. Hey.
The Expos and Twins will be around another year. Not that he had any choice, but Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig's announced that there'll be no effort to eliminate those two teams this year.
But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
That's right. Finally, police.
How you doing, Brittany? Go to church.
Hands your ass, Brittany.
Grab some ass. Now my fingers, TiVo.
Please, now.
Bobby, I don't know. But whatever I play,
It's got to be funky.
Evil.
Got to be.
Replay.
Got to be funky.
Put it on my favorites list.
Have some ass. Got a choice.
Finally.
What you gonna play now? Bobby? I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Got to be.
How you doing, Loretta?
I'm good.
Grab your ass.
No, grab higher. Police.
Go to change. Shake your foot.
Police in Austin, Texas, have a new policy for this year's Mardi Gras. They've begun to issue tickets to women who bare their breasts on 6th Street.
Oh, come on.
But some of the women in Austin are refusing to give in. Quoting
this
one,
little girl has knocker.
Quoting one businesswoman, we're going to have a peaceful act of civil disobedience where hundreds of women take off their shirts at once. Let them arrest us all.
Bobby, I don't know, but what's an ever I play?
What?
It's got to be funk.
Got to be.
Take off your shirts. Go to church.
Smell my fingers.
Caroline Estes has already handed out hundreds of flyers promoting the protest. She's also hit the topless bars in the drag queen community. The protest, named something that rhymes with sit-in, will be this Saturday night at 11. Police say they're only cracking down because the toplessness starts fights among men. But quoting Caroline, I'm not going to incite no riot with my tees.
I would want to go to Austin, Texas.
What are you going to play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But what's an ever I play? It's got to be funky.
Just like Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Smitty, you're so sweet, I got to see your tees. Sorry, we're out of time. I'll meet you in church. I grab your ass.
Hey, hey.
Got to.
Yeah, church.
Got to.
Got to.
Yeah, boys, go to church.
Got to.
We got to go. We're running out of time. We'll see everybody at Baltimore tonight.
Bobby, I don't know, but whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
Right. See you tonight at Baltimore. The bowling gets one dog to live. Tomorrow, the Booger Breakfast Show.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. We're giving away $1,000 tomorrow on the show.
All right.
And always remember and never forget, also tomorrow, the mystery guest. He was the star of his own hit television show.
Ah, it's kind of a drag.
He's going to be on the Harmonizer.
That means it can't be Gene Brown.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the one who is good.
What? He's doing the James Brown thing.
Go to Chase!
Yeah, go to Chase!
Take me to the bridge, the 100.
Have that cell phone.
What is your
name? My name is Mike from Ocean Grove, New Jersey, and I am the 100 caller.
Mike, see you in church. And grab from our hand.
Mike, you won the PlayStation 2 game. Maximo Ghost to Glory. This is exclusively through Blockbuster. Available there on February 18th. Game to be guaranteed in stock. Plus, you won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, my favorite.
Yeah, we love the Dunkin' Donuts. Winter is here.
My favorite donuts.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages.
Damn. That is my lucky digging.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Bobby!
Take it.
What a good winner he was. All right, good show today, guys. Tomorrow we'll re-rate the women.
All right.
We'll have the update on the bowling.
Yeah.
We'll have the booger eat off.
Booger eat off. Oh, tasty.
On tomorrow's episode.
Yeah, go on. Put your finger in your nose.
Until then, we'll see you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. See you, Jace. Science cancer in my pain.
Hey, Rob.
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
Can you throw your head in the air just like Sydney? Oops. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hey, yeah, you know, open the door.
Hey,
first go to church. Bobby, gotta be.
Come in.
Gotta be funky.
Chase!
Okay.
Chase!
Die, bunker. Throw your head in the air. Sidney Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Goddamn door. We'll see you tomorrow.
Damn door.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr.